That's a new raise and a signing bonus.
Fall in this bitch like some good pussy. Can't stand myself. So good, she so hood. She a cheesehead. Patty Mel. GED with some EBTs and some DVDs. That shit was sad. She reeled me in with some chicken wings and some collard greens. That shit was bracket. Just cracked me a new bitch, bust a new nut on a nigga's jersey. My bitch got off at 9 o'clock, so I had to shake around 7:30. 105, I'm stumping fast with these big guns, I'm hella dirty. Get caught with this shit, I ain't coming home till like 20:30.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man, that shit gon' be death for me. Big problems, I must admit it, man, that shit gon' be death for me. Big dreams, no superstition, man, that shit gon' be death for me. I pray to a C note, my mama gave a pope, I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat, I might go broke, I can't stand myself. I just might ban myself. I just might. God,
I focus feeling blessed, cause my eyes be the truth. God, I focus feeling blessed, cause my eyes be the truth.
Mental window blurry as a bitch, still looking out it. So much money off the fucking books, could write a book about it. Took a minute, no, wait a minute. Let me think about it. About 10 years, Crips, Bloods, sweat and tears, and we still counting. Had a real thick bitch named Brooklyn, she fucked the whole squad. Now, every time I land in Brooklyn, they fuck with the whole squad. I'm more spiritual than lyrical, I'm similar to Eli. Why? Cause I'm wearing black shades and I'm headed west with the word of God. Amen, yeah. I think I'm finally ready to talk about it. These niggas just talk about it. Homie, don't play me for no fool. Popping bottles like enemigos. Os Dios mio, I'm so cool. Get so deep in that water, they should call my Johnson a harpoon.
Feed the needy, don't know graffiti. Paint the walls like a cartoon. Beat the pussy up so bad. Send her home with some war wounds. Load it off the egg, hit her from the back. Go across her head, bar stool. Touch her soul till I curl her toes. Then it's time to reload, then it's part two.
Damn near 30, still set tripping. Cause where you from, mama? Say about it. Last year I made 10 million, that's where I've been. Yeah, I'm private island. Smoking something, I don't probably got too many cars, I might crash. New Rari pedal, barely tapping, nigga, rim, rim. Yeah, I'm rich, bitch. Got two rollies, but one missing. Think my daughter flossing, she in kindergarten. Got one crib worth two cribs in my front lawn. Yeah, that's what a fountain. You be talking boss, saying big words like philosophies. Man, you weird, homie. But it sounds to me that you broke as fuck and your bitch gon' leave, and that's real, homie.
I got big money, big booty bitches, man. That shit gon' be death for me. Big problems, I must admit it, man. That shit gon' be death for me. Big dreams, no superstition, man. That shit gon' be death for me. I pray to a C note. My mama gave a pope. I can't stand myself. I just bought a new coat. I might go broke. I can't stand myself. I just might ban myself. I just might. God.
Boom, 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 boom. We are back live, Hip Hop 95, streaming remotely from the heart of Atlanta, Atlanta's number one streaming station. Happy Sunday, guys. Big show ahead of us. Got some football to cover, got some football to project. Whenever Chris feels like getting here, he'll be here. Daniel's here, of course.
What's up, man? We are back. Is my mic on this time? Thank God. All right, we are back.
Yeah, you're going through contract negotiations last time.
We are back ready to get into this, bro. How was your week, bro?
Hey, man, it's been a real crazy week, man. You know, got paid Friday, so everything settled back down. Started eating meals again, you know what I mean?
Like, that last couple of days before payday, you just be like,
Nah, bro, because they paid us a day early. So it was like, okay, day on the check. I was like, You know, they paid us the 31st. I was like, starving out here.
Nah, it's been a good week. A lot of sports news happened. So I was going to start the NFL, which we probably should do, but the James Harden is on the net. So we're going to go we're gonna go there first.
We're going to cover this twice because I can't wait for Chris to get here, man. Let me tell y'all a story, man. Let's take it back a couple months, man. So the news come out that James Harden want to leave, bro. You know, we talk about it for a couple days, and I get a call, bro. I get a call telling me that James Harden picking out his jersey number for the Brooklyn Nets and that the deal is done. But the Rockets just don't want to do it because who wants to trade James Harden?
Exactly.
And they called me every single name in the book, like all the racial slurs, all the idiots, all of them in the chat.
The racial slurs.
I was like, bro, they're going to trade him. I was like, nah, he has to play there. He under contract. All right. So today will be the ending of a bet that we made that if James Harden got traded, they're going to buy me some food. So that's what we're going to do.
All right. So me and Chris were the two people saying James Harden wouldn't be traded. And I didn't think James Harden wouldn't be traded because the Rockets... I thought James Harden would not be traded because the Rockets would not accept an offer. And you were right. The longer you wait and the more a superstar becomes disgruntled, you just gonna accept something before it gets too bad. Just gotta cut him. Or some crazy like
that. Y'all was doubting his commitment to it. Bro put on a fat suit. Like, yeah,
they're like, I didn't think he was gonna go that hard. And one of the reasons I didn't think he was gonna go that hard was because, not because of John Wall, DeMarcus, because I don't care that, but I don't care about that. That doesn't mean nothing to me. It was because.
He don't wanna play a boogie.
Like, he don't wanna play two. Like, bro, both of them are coming off Achilles injuries, and one of them's coming off an Achilles and an ACL. Like, why? Like, no, but that had nothing to do with that. I just thought because of what Houston did for him, he would be like, all right, I'm gonna suck it up until I get traded.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to, and I get it though, but because he's 30, you only in that prime for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And he looking back at Tatum and Jaylen Brown and Morant and Trey and all these young kids coming up, it's like, bro, I don't know how much longer we gonna be top.
Derek White.
I don't know how much
Spurs in there.
I don't know how much longer we're gonna be on top. How much longer I'm gonna be a top five, top seven player? So yeah. I need to get somewhere. And I don't even think his Brooklyn was probably at the top of his list. I think he knew, like, if we go to Brooklyn, there's no way we don't at least get one.
Yeah.
So, but I think he was really open to going anywhere that was going to be a top five seed in any conference. Because you put James Harden on the team, on any team that's a top five seed in Eastern Conference, right, they're an automatic final.
So
seed.
People, I've been well-spoken about how much I dislike James Harden. And how I've also been well-spoken that he was not going to win in Houston. Because the way you play basketball, you're not going to outsmart basketball.
That's not.
You just got to hoop, bro.
You're not going to outsmart basketball. That's the perfect way to put it.
You're not going to outshoot the Warriors, yeah, bro. Like, it's just not going to happen. But I'll say this. I booted up with the Nets on 2K last night. It's gonna be tough sledding in the East, boy. It's gonna be tough sledding in the East, man. So when we broke the news 2 months ago, the first thing we talked about was, all right, yeah, Kyrie one of the best scorers ever. Yeah, KD one of the best scorers ever. Yeah, Harden one of the best scorers ever. But Harden passing gonna make this team way different, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Getting off the plane, setting the team record for it for assist in the debut.
Yeah, no, I think practice, no nothing.
Man. Harden is gonna play point guard for that team, and Kyrie's gonna play shooting guard.
Yes.
And they are going to look phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So, it's 3 points I want to touch.
Mm-hmm.
The first point is all of the people are saying that they don't have bench. They don't have a bench.
Yeah.
The second point is all of the people saying they don't have enough bigs. And the third point is everybody left the West to go East because of LeBron. So, I'll start with the bench. In the NBA, we have said this hundreds of times on this show. Your playoff rotation is 8, maybe 9 deep, depending on who you are. Doc Rivers went 7 one year with the Clippers and almost killed him.
But yo, 9 deep is stretching.
9 deep is stretching there for most teams, unless you're Spurs or Warriors team, something like that. But with the 9 deep rotation, one of your starters is playing that bench role. You're playing with the bench. It's usually Clay for the Warriors right now with Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
For the Nets,
I've always wondered why it's Clay.
Yeah, I never understood that. That never made sense to me. But I guess I like it. Really doesn't make sense to me because we'll get to it later because it doesn't make any sense. But with the Nets, James Harden is going to be running the bench. So James Harden, they're going to start. Of course, he's going to start. And at about four to six minutes left in the first quarter, he will come out. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the second quarter, he will start. Yeah. KD and Kyrie will probably play all of the first quarter. You probably won't see KD without Kyrie on the court and vice versa. Like, they will probably always be on the court together. And James Harden will run the bench unit. So And then in the fourth quarter, James Harden will probably start, or KD and Kyrie will start the fourth quarter, and James will come in, or something like that.
I think they'll sit James like maybe the first three of the four.
Exactly. They'll sit him at playoff time, they'll probably sit him the first 3 to 4 minutes, and he'll come in 9 minutes left and they're all in the game. That's how that's going
to
work. So, no.
I need people to stop saying Harden need to come off the bench when he's going to play 35 minutes anyway. Like, he's going to play with the bench anyway.
Exactly.
You're not putting a 36 points per game score on the bench.
You're not starting him on
hey,
the bench.
Shout out to the show.
Shout out to Maul, man.
Shout out to Maul, bro. Friend of the show, man.
But when I think about that, I'm like, they're super dangerous because it's who is going to guard James Harden?
And, like, bro, like, James Harden's such a good facilitator, bro. Like, if he just want to pass the ball to the bench, like, he still got good players.
He can do that.
They still got Cabro. Like, they still got Landry Shamet, who was playing playoff minutes last year. And they didn't trade Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah. He might be back. Like we were talking about, though, he might be back in the later rounds. But with Harden, and everybody talks about who's going to dribble the ball, who's going to pass. All right, so let's talk about basketball, realistically. Mm-hmm. KD needs two dribble to get to where he wants to go on the court.
Right.
Literally. I don't care where he is on the court. If he is at 30 feet or below, he needs two dribbles to get wherever he needs to.
If it's a fast break and you throw the outlet and he catches it at
least. He needs one.
Yeah, like, that's one dribble. Like.
Yes. So, KD needs 2 to 4 dribbles. Mm-hmm. Kyrie and James Harden both have a ridiculous bag, mm-hmm. yes, but neither one of them have to get to it if they don't need to.
Yeah.
So, with James, what you do when you're bringing James Harden off the bench is you're letting him play his game. Yeah. So, he can sit up there and cook when the bench is in, and like, you just need buckets. Because that's what a bench player does. When you have a true six man, his job is to come in and get buckets and then drive and kick.
Oh, just score.
Eric Pascal right now, Lou Williams of the O, Jamal Crawford on the O, JR of the O. That's all they did. Come in, get your bucket, shoot as much as you want, and facilitate. And if you have a good bench big, then throw him lobs and let him get offensive rebounds. That is how a bench is run. That is how basketball is one of the most simplest things to understand.
Yeah.
And so when you get on, when they made the trade, and then I was like, all right, let's see who's not going to say this is going to work. I'm gonna go Shannon Sharp. I'm gonna go Nick Wright
for sure.
I'm gonna go Kendrick Perkins. Guess who?
Yeah,
it's not gonna work. It's only one ball. Like y'all just have to watch basketball. You know,
so
there's no way this doesn't.
So this is what I did, bro. This is what I did. Because when KD went to the Warriors, I was broke. Like, I was down. Like, I didn't have no money.
Yeah.
So I didn't make any bets.
Okay.
And I always regretted it. Because this is what they do, and this is what I did this time. So
we know what they do.
This is what they do. The news hit. I don't care about Lakers and six. LeBron. Don't care. I said, bet. Put a dub on it. Put a 50 on it. Same day, I'm going to get all these bets out the way, and I'm going to screenshot it. Because, you know, the playoffs won't roll around, and the Nets not going to lose a game until, like, the second, third round. And then they're like, bro, it's not fair. Da-da-da. LeBron only got AD. We'll get to the finals. It is going to get bad.
It's going to get super ugly.
It is going to get horrendous out there. Five game series maximum.
LeBron, you can't get swept again. Please don't get swept again.
It's gonna be a 5 game series maximum. Look, they gonna cut the Nets down. Kyrie gonna be talking about
the Nets down.
Kyrie gonna be sitting on the bench like, man, this wasn't even cool. Like, Kyrie like, bro, I need to play the fourth quarter, bro. Like, I don't know how Steph do this. Like, they'll be cutting the Nets down, and I'm gonna be calling y'all with my screenshots. Like,
it's unfair.
It's unfair. All this to beat LeBron. LeBron gonna hang it up. He's not gonna wait for Bronny no more. Like, so I want y'all to remember all the Lakers in seven. I don't care who gonna guard AD, bro. What they gonna do with AD? All right, we gonna see.
So, all right. So, for you LeBron fans out there. Everybody did not go west because LeBron is there. Because you want to know something? Everybody that he was in the west when he got there is still there, except for James Harden and Russell Westbrook, and both of them were traded. Like, so I don't know where that tweet even, like, where that idea even came from. Like, the best, like, five of the best players of the NBA are, like, damn near in the west. Like, KD and Harden are not, and Giannis is not. And then you got Luka, Steph, Kawhi, PG, Jokic, Murray, DeJounte, Aldermal, whoever you want to choose. Booker's over there, CP3 is over there, Ayton, Dame, CJ. Yeah. Like, it's so many. All the talent is in the West, and then you have three or four teams in the East. Like, I don't know where that came from.
Two championship teams in the East.
But
Maybe two. It's
literally
the Celtics and the Nets.
Yes.
And the Heat's like,
And then the Bucks are like, okay, are we gonna
play in a bubble? Is Tyler Hero still gonna be good? Like,
so with that, And I'm sure the Lakers win the West. So I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't think anybody can beat them. After watching the Clippers lose to the Warriors like that, that just gave me a nightmare.
I like Phoenix.
I like Phoenix a lot, but when you got LeBron against young people, it just don't work. That just hit him and young, like, they just can't do it. So, Phoenix pushing the seven, though? Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, if they're like, it'll probably be like the 2018 Celtics.
Mm-hmm, exactly. They might push him seven, but you know, like,
he just little bro,
6 minutes in the fourth is like, all right, bro.
Yeah, game seven, he just little bro you on the court. Like.
Exactly. CP just not big enough to do anything about it. So, but I'm sure they get to the finals. Unless Clippers and the PG step up. Unless Clippers and Kawhi and PG step up, Lakers are in the finals. So my question to you is, how can the Lakers win, if any way is possible? Because they can only win in one way.
Don't play. Just don't play. Like, you not. The only way they win is if AD comes out 35, 25, 8.
Yes.
Like, those 8 are blocks. Like, like, he's going to have to play like the best power forward ever. Like,
yeah. That is the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Victory. Like, AD has to have an all-time final series.
Yeah.
If you think LeBron can get a fifth MVP and, I mean, a fourth, would it be fifth?
Fifth.
Damn, that ain't good. But if he wants a fifth finals MVP, it can't be this year. Like, he cannot, unless he's averaging 40 and 12 and so is AD, something crazy like that, and they give it to him, then okay, whatever. But that's very unrealistic. But AD averaging 38 and 15 is not. And it's going to have to. It's going to take that.
And we all love AD. We all know AD take a night off here and there.
Mm-hmm. No.
No nights off versus Brooklyn.
No. It's no fourth quarters off. It's nothing off.
Brother, like, you have to play. The net's so scary, bro. Because, like Golden State, bro. Like, KD, when they had KD and Steph, Clay. Like, all right. All three of them can get really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the Nets, bro, like, they just always going to have a top 10 scorer of all time on the court
That's where it's so. That's why the Nets are so a little bit scarier than the Warriors, if you want to say that. Because, yes, the Warriors had. The 3-point shooting of the Warriors was like, what in the world?
Yeah.
But with the Nets, it's going to be so hard to go on a run with them.
Yeah.
Because they can always throw it to somebody to get a bucket.
Bro, they can just hit the mute button.
Yes.
Just stop running offense. Go score. Shut up.
6-0 run, Katie, here you go.
Yeah.
7-0 run, bro, Harden, here
that
you
team,
go. Like, that's scary,
that
bro.
That's terrifying.
So, the Lakers, like, everybody's talking about their defense. That's the last thing. Their defense is like, what is going to happen with their defense? Okay. So, Kyrie isn't a terrible defender. He's going to be defending. I'm looking to the finals. I don't care about anything else right now. I'm looking to the finals. So, he's going to be guarding KCP, or Dennis Schroeder, or Caruso. So, not really worried about that. Harden, same thing. KCP, Caruso, one of the wings, but Marcus Morris, not too worried about that. Now, KD is going to probably have to guard LeBron damn near the whole series. Him and Joe Harris probably going to switch off of him.
Yeah.
And KD's going to be switching from AD to LeBron, and and DeAndre Jordan is going to be on AD primarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, their defense is not great. No, I'm not about to sit here and say that. But it's not awful. It's not like they can't
their stop defense not gonna lose.
It's not the Hawks right now.
Yeah, their defense is not going to lose.
Exactly.
Like, they were like, who's going to guard AD, bro? Yo, DeAndre Jordan literally right there.
Yeah.
Like DeAndre Jordan is here at 7 feet.
Is he going to stop? No. AD is a 6'11 shooting guard who has a, like, no, nobody's stopping him. Nobody's going to stop him from getting his 30. I say this about every superstar. You're not going to stop him from getting the 30, but you can make him shoot 9 for 20.
And,
or make him shoot 9 for 19.
I don't know. This may be wild. This may be just 2K talking. I got to see KD not be able to stop AD first, because he's bigger than him. He's taller than KD.
I got to see. Roby, I was texting Roby about the Nets, and he said this too. One thing that AD's biggest problem is, and why AD, if AD wanted to, he could probably be considered the best basketball, best player in basketball. But AD has a problem with wanting to play point guard.
Mm-hmm.
AD wants to be a wing so bad.
That's what I'm saying. And like, he's not going to punish you that low. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you can knock him off his spot to be physical with him, KD can hit him in the back a couple times, DeAndre foul him hard, and you make him settle for jump shots for the rest of the game, or a couple games out of the series, you got him beat that way too. Yeah. Like, I have not said a word about LeBron because he's going to do what LeBron does.
LeBron will be fine.
You're not
LeBron. 29-9.
Nothing's going to change with LeBron. The only thing you can do with LeBron is hope you can get him to shoot under 50% or something like that. But with AD, you can knock him off his spots. You can be physical with him. And if they do that, it's going to be a quick series.
Hey, look, y'all laughed at us. Y'all laughed at me. I remember. Y'all laughed at me. Marc Gasol can't touch the court that series.
Yeah.
Marc Gasol can't even like, look at
it was
court.
Before they got Harden, it was like, all right, he can start and he can like maybe start the half.
Yeah, you hide.
You can't put him on the court no more, bro.
Yo, he step out there on James Harden, but they're going to have to cut the cameras.
Like, yeah, because he's going to get beat off the dribble, and then you have KD, Kyrie, and Joe Harris.
Yeah.
So with and then a DeAndre Jordan lob. So it's like, he literally cannot be on the, he can't be on the court. So
I'd hate to see that ISO.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you think the Lakers try to make a trade and get Jared?
Yeah, no. They're going to make a trade.
Okay.
Yeah,
what do you think they can trade? It's my question.
They're in a bad spot.
I think
they're in a bad spot because Caruso's about to be a free agent. Kuzma's about to be a free agent.
That's my point. They're in a really no. Kuzma's down. Remember, they just re-signed him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So here's why I think they might be able to pull something off with Jared Allen. It's because you might be able to get him for Kuzma a pick and like THT or one of those get like the young guys. And the only reason I say that, I usually don't agree with trades like that. But you're sending him to the Cavs. So it's like, who are the Cavs going to get? So they get a name. Mm-hmm. They get a name. They get maybe THC has shown flashes and maybe he can be really good.
Yeah.
And over there, they have Sexton and Garland who are both really good young scorers. So because of that, all they are going to do as a franchise is do what Charlotte does, mm-hmm. do what Indiana does, and overpay. They're going to overpay Kuzma or overpay, get Kuzma and get another semi, maybe borderline all-star and overpay him and just do what they do with their franchise. So I think they, I think potentially Jared Allen can end up on the Lakers. And if they get him, then we got a seven-game series.
Yeah, that's a good series. I don't know if it's going seven.
It's not going seven, but.
I don't think, I just think it's a bad matchup for the Lakers, bro, because you don't have anybody on the perimeter that's really, like, even before, like, all right, Caruso is going to chase around Kyrie. He's going to bump him off the screen. All right, now there's James Harden over there, too. Yeah, like,
exactly.
You know, like the way they play Steph, it was always interesting. The way they play Steph, you grab, you pull, you try to get, like, because he's moving so much off the ball. Like, mm-hmm. that's just not going to do that.
Exactly.
He's going to ISO you. Like,
exactly.
He is the man of the hour. It doesn't close. It's all right. Come sit down.
Nah, pull it up, and then turn the knob a couple times, and then let go.
Now that everybody's here, I want to. Nah. I want a Dirty Bird fries, hot, two extra tenders, and double fries.
So, what was I just talking about? The Nets. You said, that's what you were saying. You were saying.
They don't have any perimeter
defenders. Yeah, they don't have any perimeter defenders. Yeah. You said, that's what I wanted to get to. You said this yesterday. And I wanted the Warriors to get him. They said they were going to trade for him, and I was really excited for it. Zach LaVine
is nuts.
I don't know.
Disgusting.
I didn't know how good he was.
I knew. No, so this is the thing. I knew Zach LaVine. You're going to have to try both of those mics. I don't know which one is hooked up.
That one's worked.
That one's
yeah, I tested that one.
Okay.
Chris, put your hands on it, bro. Grab it, bro. Come
on, man. But,
don't be shy.
So, Zach LaVine was really good. Zach LaVine, you can tell, is one of those players that has worked on his game.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Because he steadily is just getting better and better and better, and he's going to hit a prime. He's about to hit his prime.
He was 24 last year. He's like 26 this year.
Yes,
like,
bro.
Dude,
like,
that's what he's been hoping for.
Like, he cooking, bro. I knew he was cold, but like, up until like a couple of days ago, I didn't know what he was doing this year.
Because he's like, it's not just athleticism anymore.
Dog,
like, he is playing basketball.
See, bro, like last year, it was like a year and like 4 or 5 months. It was a long time ago. We was talking about the shooting guards. We was talking about the Bradley Beal. I was like, bro, like how we throwing Brad? Like, we're not gonna talk about Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. And it was like, Zach LaVine and Bradley Beal not in the same conversation, nigga. Yeah, they are. Like, Zach LaVine a pure bucket.
Zach LaVine is a bucket.
And if you watch the Bulls, bro, they might have been the worst coach offense last year, like I've ever seen in my life.
They did.
Yeah, he hated that coach. He hated that coach.
The worst part was, they weren't even bad plays. They were just running up for the literally wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were putting people who couldn't score in. Why is Otto Porter running the pick and roll? Like, like who sat down and was like, yeah, give him the ball, let him create. Like,
hey, this is the one that's going to be.
I get it, though, because, like, you paid him $80 million, $90 million. Jeez, like, really you want him to be something. So, yeah. Like, it's like that might have been management telling him, like, yo, like.
Yeah, force him in there.
Force him in there or something. But. Yeah, Zach LaVine would make the series go seven if they had Zach LaVine on that team.
Hey, could we start an all NBA team of people who need to be freed from bad situations?
Easily. Trae Young, Zach LaVine, Bradley Beal, Luka. No, not Luka.
I don't
We'll see what happens with Porzingis in the rest of the game.
We'll see.
Porzingis, I was watching the Bucks game. Porzingis looks really good. I wouldn't have advised that last shot.
Two people need to be freed from the team? Because I would put Ben Simmons and Embiid there. And that would round out the five.
Yeah, Ben Giannis. Simmons. But Giannis, yep. That's his fault. Nah, I'm not putting him on that list. That's his fault.
Y'all know what Kanye said a few years ago.
Hey, shout out to Giannis, bro. Hey, you chose loyalty. They went out and got Kyrie and James Harden. He came to it. Hey, good luck.
Like, I'm just watching everybody who would like. No, I was watching the Bucks game and I was watching Luka and I'm just thinking like, yo, Giannis, you really re-signed this contract, bro. That's
crazy. Hey,
you can play with Luka, bro.
Hey, more power to you, dude.
The only reason I get it, I always say this. Giannis is 26, bro.
And
that contract going to be up. He's going to be 30 years old.
And
he got $225 million, bro.
And
who cares?
This may not be PC. Giannis was poor.
Giannis was disgustingly poor. Did
y'all hear the story about his first year in the league when he used to send money back?
Yes.
And he couldn't afford a cab? Yeah, Giannis was poor. That $225 sound a little different.
Yeah, bro.
You never going to have to check a price or something sound.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. And you 26. You know his agent was in here, but like, yo, you're going to get another contract. Yeah. And it's all the market going to do is rise again. It's just going to keep getting higher.
Oh, yeah.
Players going to keep getting more money. So it's like, you sign this contract, max, and then you still don't win the championship in the next 4 or 5 years. Cause I'm pretty sure the fifth year is a player option. So you decline in the fourth year, and now you got Tatum in his prime. You got Trae Young in his prime. You got Brown in his prime. Maybe you got a jumper right in. Yeah. So it's like,
once the market
recovers from COVID, the money is going to be crazy.
Worst case scenario, bro, like, I'd be a great agent. Worst case scenario, bro, put on the fat suit like Harden did. Get you out of here. Like, contracts don't mean anything in the NBA, bro. Like, you just
honestly,
like,
bro.
Like, NFL, bro, they be like, nah, you gonna play here. And you stay there the whole year. Yeah, NBA, bro, you got 2 weeks. I feel so bad
for Deshaun Watson right now.
Hey, if it's, I think I want him to be freed the most, bro.
I feel bad for Watson. Hey,
we're gonna take a break. We're gonna play some music. We gotta play some music, Taylor. We're not gonna play any because then we're gonna talk about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Drink, but I did same day. Should I lie to your face like I always do? Said I was gonna change, bro, don't that I can't. Should I rather take the blame like I always do? I've been the same ever since the first day. Now you're acting surprised, but bitch, you always knew. Maybe it's time for me to find somebody, yeah, like I always do. I know you can't believe me, cause I never tell the truth, but I wish that you could just see that it's only to protect you now. How many times did somebody want the same pain? When the pressure put on me, then I change lane. And every time that I run, I know you gon' chase. We always end up right back in the same place. You, wasting all my time with you. Wishing I was someone new. Stuck up in my ways, and you say that you hate it, but you always knew. Said I wouldn't drink, but I did same day. Should I lie to your face like I always do? Said I was gonna change, both know that I can't. Should I rather take the blame like I always do? I've been the same ever since the first day. Now you acting surprised, but bitch, you always knew. Maybe it's time for me to find somebody, yeah, like I always do. Do, 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 down, down. Like I always do, 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 down, down. Like I always do. I'm sorry, I can't be the me you want it. I'm about to fall in your eyes. I'm not the one to solve your problem, cause I'm fucked up too. Ooh, 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 wasting all my time with you. Wishing I was someone new. Ooh, 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 stuck up in my ways, and you say that you hate it, but you always knew. Said I wouldn't drink, but I did same day. Should I lie to your face like I always do? Said I was gonna change, both know that I can't. Should I rather take the blame like I always do? I've been the same ever since the first day. Now you're acting surprised, but bitch, you always knew. Maybe it's time for me to find somebody, yeah, like I always do, 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 down, down. Like I always do, 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 down, down. Like I always do.
I like Trey White. I like Trey White too. I like Josh Norman just as much.
Is Josh Norman on the Bills?
Yes, yeah, Josh Norman is on the Bills. Josh Norman not the fastest sprinter. I'll tell you that right now.
That's
true. They're gonna need a lot of help over the top Sunday. Welcome back live. We are Hip Hop 95, Atlanta's number one streaming hip hop station, broadcast remotely from Atlanta. Chris decided to show up. Daniel's always been here. Y'all talk to him.
Let's get it back into the NFL, man. Not back into it. We're never into it. But we're going into the NFL right now. So, the playoffs that happened last night, we had the Bills and the Bills and the Ravens and the Packers and the Rams.
Yeah.
Today we have the Browns and the Chiefs and the Saints and the Bucks.
Yes.
So we'll start with the games from yesterday. First game. Aaron Rodgers is not better than Tom Brady, so I just want to throw that out there. I'm tired of seeing that tweet. Just want to get that out of there. I don't even want you to say. Don't even say. I just wanted that to get out of here. But nevertheless, the Packers look really good.
Yeah.
I have to see New Orleans and Tampa Bay today to confirm my pick, but I think I'm going with them beating whoever. I think they'll destroy the Saints, but I don't know if they'll beat the Bucks. But the Saints, I think they'll beat pretty easily. So, especially in home field, Drew Brees can't play outside. So,
Drew Brees, so
yeah. So, I'll kind of leave that there because it was not too much to talk about. The Packers look like the better team. Jared Goff is hurt. Aaron Donald's hurt.
I was thinking about something I wanted to ask. Because I kind of feel like, because you know how once the pocket breaks down on Jared Goff, like he can't do anything.
Yeah.
I feel like if they had the other guy, they might have won.
No.
I don't know, man.
No.
Because
Jared Goff was playing really good.
He was.
Jared Goff's fingers broken.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying outside, once the pocket breaks down on Jared Goff, he's literally a sitting duck.
That's everybody. This is the reason I think they lost. They just didn't play good enough defense. Like, you just got to play better. You didn't lose since Jared Goff this time. Like if you watch the game, Jared Goff making crazy throws.
He played as good as he could with the broken thumb.
Jared Goff played like as good as Jared Goff was going to play. Yeah. You got to play better. You got the number one defense in the league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to play better defense. And I don't know if that's because Aaron Donald. You have to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. That definitely played a factor.
And if you're not going to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, you need to focus on coverage. But just sitting in the four man, you know, drop a guy out here. See, that's why I don't know if Green Bay is going to beat Tampa or New Orleans. Because they'll just blitz. Like, if Saints D-line is crazy, but if they're not getting pressure, like, they'll just send Marshawn. Like, I don't think the Rams adjusted enough on defense. Enough they wouldn't even win. But the Packers look insane.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah. There was a point where I thought the Rams would pull it out, though, because McVay's bag is, like, crazy.
No, that two-point conversion the best play I've seen this year.
If they could have got one more stop, I wouldn't have been surprised.
No, after the two-point conversion.
After the two-point conversion, if they would have got a stop, I was like, they might score. That momentum in football is a real thing, bro.
Especially, and you saw it in, that's why I told you I turned the Ravens game, like I turned it off and started playing Madden, like watching on my phone after the pick six. Because momentum is so serious. Like, they come at a halftime, you made your adjustments. The Bills walk down the field. Ravens walk down the field, and you stall in the red zone. But not only you start a red zone, you throw a pick six, that's GG's.
Yeah.
You're pretty much, bro.
Especially in the game where it's like every score is like two scores damn near because of how tight the game is.
Like the game finished. The game at halftime was 3-3.
It was 3-3, So, in games like that, so what I do want to talk about is what we were just talking about during the break, the Bills being one-dimensional. So, the Bills, like you said, did not throw a pass in the first half. I mean, backwards. The Bills did not run the ball in the first half. So, with them playing probably Kansas City, we'll get into that in a second, but more than likely playing Kansas City, how do you think they have to change in order to beat them?
I can say they can keep playing like that, but they have to change the way they pass. They have to pass more laterally, more jet passes.
I was about to say
more controlled, like extensions of the running game, like the Patriots used to do. You know, send the running back on a flat because you have to control tempo.
Quick
bro.
Toss. Stuff
Patrick like Mahomes scored 31 points in like 5 minutes of possession against the Patriots 3 years. He do not need the ball. The last thing you want, Patrick Mahomes, y'all don't want to have equal snaps. Y'all do not want to have equal time of possession.
Exactly.
You have to control the game. You
have to
lose.
Control the clock against the Chiefs, bro. And if you can't run the ball, you can't control.
You know what it feel like? What? We were talking about this last segment. It feel like the Rockets want to play the Warriors. you're gonna walk out there and try to beat Steph Curry. What Steph Curry do? And it's gonna look good for three quarters.
It's just not gonna work.
It's just not gonna work, bro. You're not gonna have better plays in Kansas City drawn up.
No.
You don't have better athletes.
Nope.
You don't have better players. Nope. You cannot win.
Don't have a better quarterback. Don't have a better coach. Like
exactly.
The only way for you to win is the only way for you to literally beat the Chiefs. on any team, the only team that might be able to just air it out with them is Green Bay.
Yeah.
And they, I don't even know if they can.
Green Bay looks crazy.
The Green Bay has a crazy receiving core, and like Aaron Rodgers can make every throw ever. Imagine so,
they didn't draft a quarterback.
Yo, what a waste of a pick.
I was just on Twitter yesterday.
They just threw that away.
They just threw a pick away. I
was looking yesterday at like people who was available when they drafted Jordan Love. Chase Claypool was on the board. Yeah. I think they said
I don't like him. I'm glad.
Who's a loser?
I hate him. I hate him.
Chase Claypool a loser.
After that, they gonna get sent home by the Chiefs anyway. Shut up! You lost.
No, my thing is. So Jamal Adams making me mad. My thing with Chase Claypool is you had a terrible second half to the year. Like, you stuck it up the entire
season. He didn't play. Like, he got his name. Everybody was like,
you got benched. Like, bro, shut up, bro. Like,
stop talking, bro. Oh, my God. Man. I hate him and Juju. I hate the Steelers.
Thank God Juju a free agent. I was driving here, and I was just laughing. Like, I was literally driving. I just started giggling. I was like, Juju a free agent. Like, why are you talking about we the Steelers, they the Browns? You nobody right now. You a free agent. You don't have a team.
Yo, they can overpay him. I just know it.
No, like you could be a Jaguar, bro. Like, you have no clue what's going to happen, bro.
I don't think they overpay him because he hasn't had an 100-yard game since AB left, and they can use that to not overpay him.
They're not. Juju's not going to play for Pittsburgh next year.
You don't think so?
They got 4 wide receivers. What they need to pay Juju for? They got 2 of them on rookie deals.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Next topic. So, what is Lamar need to do?
Well, Lamar, I like him to move.
How realistic is that in the NFL, though?
Right. Lamar's not going anywhere because they're the team. Because they're the team that drafted him. They're the team that, you know, gave him his chance. He won an MVP there. He's never going to leave.
No.
They just need wide receivers, bro. Like, you can only be so one-dimensional for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially running the ball.
Because, and, like, they're gimmicky. Like, they try to, like, get you on little trick plays that's going to pop for 20 yards, and that's not going to work, bro.
Bro, like, that team hates Lamar Jackson, bro. Like, when was the last time you saw a team come out sack, holding, and now it's 3rd and 27?
Jesus
Christ. And now it's 3rd and 20, and then he picks it up. Like, bro, they hate Lamar Jackson, bro. Best kicker ever come out, clank 2 of them.
That is crazy.
Like, nah, you didn't miss him. You hit the crossbar twice, bro. Doug.
And he's like the best kicker
He had missed one playoff kick before that. He missed 2 yesterday.
And so he missed 1 last week too.
Yeah.
So with that, that's another thing I want to bring up. I'm glad you brought up the missed field goals. That's a momentum shift. A momentum shift in and of itself, because you go down, you drop down and throw and get 3 points. Your very first possession at their home stadium, you feel good because you put the pressure on them to at least get something. Mm-hmm. So, and then you feel you got your confidence. Like, yo, okay, we can move the ball on them.
Yeah.
And now, when you miss these field goals, it's 0-0. You miss another one. And it's like, damn, like, that's 6 points.
Going into half, 9-3 and 3-3, so different.
So different, bro. Because they have to change their game plan more than you have to change yours. And now you're playing to your strength because you can run the clock out. Yeah. You can't really seriously run the clock out, but you can take a lot of time off the clock. You can have 5-6-7-minute possessions where they only get in a possession and a half per quarter.
Yeah.
So they really just,
my boy out here, they
disappointed Lamar. So I don't want to hear nothing about Lamar, like, nothing. Like, he's throwing to Willie Snead and Marquise Brown as number one option.
Like, he's throwing the ball to Willie Snead, bro. Like,
come on, bro. Like, what do you want him to do, dog?
Should have started keep getting on Twitter. If you were a top wide receiver, why would you want to go play for the Ravens?
What do you mean?
They changed their entire offense because Lamar Jackson came there. You don't think they change it more because they got a good wide receiver? Like, that's stupid, Shannon. You got to stop saying that, bro. Like, they're not just going to keep calling the same plays with a number one wide receiver right there. Like,
yeah. That makes zero sense. Like, I didn't even know he tweeted that. That makes, like, no sense.
Every time the Ravens play, somebody be like, he needs wide receivers. What wide receiver or tight end wants to come there so he can block 75% of the time? Bro, they're not going to call the same play.
They're not going to do that, bro. Like, they have to play like that. Like,
no, they have to. Like, what else they going to do?
All right, bro. But what, they're going to get Juju. That's where Juju's going. I just thought about that.
God, I hope not.
Just thought about that. Boom. Juju's going there. Juju can help them if they get another receiver. Juju just can't be their number one.
Is Mike Tomlin a good coach?
I think so. I just think he is not as good as people say he is.
Okay.
And I hate saying that about black coaches because I know, like,
I
literally hate saying that about
black coaches. I love black coaches.
But he's just like, like I always say, like, it's just levels. There's certain gatekeepers. It's doors.
I think he's like a Pete Carroll type coach. I think he's really, really good. Like, you can win titles with him. But if the situation ain't right, like,
it's not gonna work.
It's not going, like, Mike Tomlin's really done a really bad job managing the players on the Steelers team,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Really bad. Cause like,
let go of prime Le'Veon Bell. Granted, Le'Veon, I mean, he's okay now, but he's out.
I'm not gonna put that all on,
because a lot of that was contract. All that AB stuff is on him.
That's on him.
100%.
The AB stuff is on him. The Juju stuff from this year is on him. Like
Chase Claypool stuff on him too now.
Like, bro, like, get your kids together.
Hey,
what? I think it started like he, like y'all said, it started with him like feeling like managed egos or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just because Big Ben got all them rings, bro, he can't be going around talking to people like that.
Hey, Big Ben, not yes, that guy. He can tell people that stuff.
It's just camera.
But he's definitely
you went too soon. Because you got to realize, like,
Big Ben got a game winning touchdown.
You got to realize, like, where he won a Super Bowl at, bro. Like, he won a Super Bowl for the Steelers. Yeah, like, yeah. He is God in Pittsburgh, dog. Like,
he won two of them.
He can win two of them, boys. Like, he can say whatever he wants to anybody. Like, so, the Big Ben stuff, I get.
They're in a bad situation.
They're in a terrible situation because Big Ben can stay for as long as he wants to, and there's nobody.
And Pittsburgh doesn't fire coaches.
Hey, I don't even know why we're talking about this. You know who we should really be blaming for the AB situation? Fontaze Burfict.
Fontaze Burfict blew his brain out. Yeah. Fontaze Burfict blew his skull. Blew his
bro,
brain.
Watching that play is so scary, bro. Oh,
no, like, you literally watch somebody life change.
Yeah,
because he has not been the same person since.
No. I can't believe he's not banned from the league. Like, that makes me so mad. Like, he goes out and does that and says, "I'm not going to change the way I play."
Hey man, go across the middle, man. I like a little contact in football,
but
AB like he Dallas Clark, bro.
Hey, bro. Crazy. Hey, I forget what comedian I was watching. He was like, "Hey, wide receivers, we all want to dance, carry on. Cool, I'm gonna dance when they clap, when they blend, we going across the middle. Like, you want to dance and do backflips? All right, bro. Like, when you go across the middle, do what Odell do, duck your head, like."
The Odell has never been smacked, and that's impressive.
Hey, chief.
But.
Dirty hit more players than he been dirty.
It's a whole clip. It's like a whole 2-minute clip of him cleaning Josh Norman.
I'm telling you.
Chiefs, Browns. That's where we're going. That's where we're going.
I like the Chiefs by 14.
I like the Chiefs by 7.
This is why.
I think this is a 21-14 game.
I don't think the Browns defense is good. And I think they just happen to play the Steelers. I don't think that Browns defense is good.
I don't think that Browns defense is great. Yeah. I think it's a solid defense.
Watch this. Watch what's going to happen. When the coin toss hit, if the Chiefs win the coin toss and receive the ball, it'll be a completely different game than if
want you guys to realize, like, that is such an important part of the game.
Dog.
And no, like, that's not going to get talked about nowhere else, but that coin toss means a lot. The Browns need the football first, bro.
Tails never fails, bro.
Please do not go out there and try to kick it to him because you want the ball in the second half, because you will be down 75 points.
And they'll score 14 points on one possession. They going to make it take it.
Don't go out there and say they going to defer, and the ref going to look at him like, "Are you
sure?"
Yeah, we'll defer. No, you won't.
But for real, that's a very important part of the game, because you do not want the Chiefs to get on their home field, because they have fans in our stadium too, so you do not want to hear them fans and just know. But if they do get the ball first and they can control the clock, they have a chance of maybe pulling this out. But they're going to have to control the clock like nobody has against them all year.
It's going to have to be the performances it takes to beat GOAT quarterbacks always have. He's gonna be he's gonna have to play like Joe Flacco did to the Ravens. Like, when he passed the pass, it has to be perfect.
It has to be perfect. You cannot turn. You can't have one turnover, and I mean fumble, pick, nothing.
And look, I don't care where it is. Like, no. You can turn it over on your goal line.
You can't turn it over on the 1 yard or your 1 mile line on their 20. I don't care where it is, bro. You cannot turn the ball over.
Cause, bro, they gonna you just can't let them go. Like, you have to stay. You have to be in front of them at literally all times, bro.
You have to be in front of them, and you have to, what we were just talking about, you have to keep the momentum against them. Like, even if you're behind, it can't, because a 7-point lead against the Chiefs can feel like a 21-point lead because of how good they are.
And, bro, they came back from 4 scores now last year, this time in the playoffs.
No lead is safe.
Please don't think no lead is safe.
No lead is safe, bro. Chubb,
we need 2 hands on that ball today. We need 2 hands on that ball.
Bro, they are scary, dog.
Hey, do y'all think they get rid of Odell? Regardless, win or lose, y'all think they get rid of Odell?
No, I don't think they should. I hope they do.
I think they potentially will if they if they get a really good offer for him, because they see they can do it without him. Yeah. So it's not like they're going to be actively shopping Odell, but if somebody calls their phone, hey, I'll give you a first round and this player for him, maybe they'll send him.
I hope they do.
I want Odell out of there, too.
I do, too.
Because they're gonna have to pay Baker soon, and that's gonna be a that's gonna ruin it. You want to ruin your franchise? Give Baker a max. Give Andy Dalton that max. See what happened to your organization.
Yeah, bro.
I was there when Andy Dalton was winning them games.
The
Red Rocket.
The one good point. One good part about Baker is he has not been turning the ball over recently.
Yeah.
So if he can keep that up. This year, I'm looking at it now. I'm trying to find it. He threw... How many interceptions did he throw this year? Not a lot. I think it was less than 10. And if it's less than 10, then he did his job.
And the second half of the year, he didn't throw a lot.
Yeah. From half, week... He stunk it up. I think from the time they played... This is impressive. So this is impressive. Since Odell got hurt, he threw one interception the rest of the year. That's impressive. That's very impressive.
You
know
how much that makes me want to get on a flight and strangle him.
Since that Odell edge interception, he has thrown one more interception. That is impressive. But
he knew he couldn't lose no more receivers. I get it.
But the Browns, I am interested in. I am interested to watch that game because I do think it might have an outcome a lot of people aren't expecting. So on to it's just GOAT, the GOAT, Tom Brady and the Drew Brees. I hate Drew Brees. I'm sorry. Keep talking bad about him. I can't stand Drew Brees.
So before we
I saw a picture with Trump with him and Trump in the at the championship.
Oh, in the owner's box.
Yeah, the other day, like early this morning, they made me hate him even more.
Hey, I gotta say this, bro. I think Drew Brees has the most delusional fan base behind him I've ever laid eyes upon. Like the way, like Drew Brees in New Orleans and Drew Brees everywhere else is two different people, bro. Yeah. In New Orleans, bro, people really think Drew Brees in that top five ever conversation, like top three, like
yeah, they do. Like they believe that.
Let me tell you, he's not. Like Drew Brees not even near the top five. Like Drew Brees need another ring just to creep in there. Like it's so many quarterbacks ahead of Drew Brees, and this is what like we was having an argument in FRL about it. Okay, bro, it took Patrick Mahomes two seasons to get a better resume than him. Like Drew Brees' resume is I got Super Bowl in a bunch of yards.
That's it.
He ain't got no MVPs. Like
like that stops there. You should have got quiet because nobody else could say anything.
Like, but I can't stand Drew Brees. So this today at was it 6?
Yeah, 6.
Oh, today's gonna be fun.
God, I hope this is last game, bro.
No. See what people don't understand is Tom Brady is a giving person, bro. Like Tom Brady, like personally is responsible for correcting a lot of mistakes in the NFL. Like Jake Delhomme would have a ring if it wasn't for Tom Brady. Like,
yeah,
it's time to put an end to the Drew Brees nonsense, and we're gonna free y'all. But please, I want y'all to know,
I want the Buccaneers to win 37,000-0. like I want them to obliterate the Saints, bro.
Bro,
I don't like a single person on that roster.
I'm gonna be honest, bro.
Yeah, I love Alvin Kamara.
And I didn't even plan to say this because I've been thinking about it for a minute. I was watching The Dark Knight the other day, and he was talking about how like Batman like hammered the criminals in Gotham to the point they got desperate. Mm-hmm. I think New Orleans was going to get desperate. I think New Orleans was going to trade for Deshaun Watson, and I think that's the scariest thing I ever heard in my life.
I'm a Saints fan that trade for Deshaun. I will go buy a jersey.
I think Drew Brees is going to stink it up, and I think Deshaun Watson lands in New Orleans, bro.
If they get Deshaun Watson,
Taysom Hill tricked them enough to be stuck with a five.
You better hope that.
Not
the Falcons fan,
Deshaun Watson touchdown in New Orleans, bro. I don't think y'all win a game.
I think Tom Brady might retire. Like, no, if he signed like after the playoff game, he might not play against Green Bay.
Like the news come out. Tom Brady out for season. Indefinite.
Indefinite. But for real, Deshaun and... If Tom Brady wins 7 Super Bowls, that'll be insane. But anyways,
hey, y'all better hope he lose. Tom Brady
got 7 rings. That is absurd.
Tom Brady won the Super Bowl this year, bro. Y'all have to take me out in handcuffs. It's going to be violence on the timeline.
I kind of want him to. Like, I kind of want just to see what
will happen. Ain't nobody's talking about how he had the second most touchdown passes in his career, man. Nobody's going to throw it out there that he's been the best quarterback the last 5 weeks of the season. You know, we're going to keep it cool, keep it classy. You know what I mean? We're going to let our play do the talking.
Okay. So, now let's actually talk about the game for real. How do you see the Buccaneers winning? Because I believe the Bucs win, but how do you think they do it?
I think they're going to run the ball, and I think they're going to pass off play action. I think they're going to be unstoppable passing off play action. because the Saints just don't match up with the Buccaneers. And we're going to see a theme as I pick them to beat Green Bay next week. You just don't match up with their wide receiver. Mm. You have to get pressure on Tom Brady with just four, because if you man up the back end, it's barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to talk about, well, AB played last game. AB was on the team for two days. Antonio Brown finished with 75 catches, bro. Like, Antonio Brown not learning the playbook no more. And you're not going to – look, they was, everyone's like, bro, they were blowing everybody out. Like, yeah, because the Falcons' third quarter is on Antonio Brown up the seam. Like, that's a touchdown, bro. Like, I like Gardner Johnson a lot. You know, Jackrabbit, real cool guy. I love Marshawn Lattimore. I've been big, real high
on him. I'm real high on Marshawn.
I was about to say, the only person I'm concerned about is Mike Evans, because Marshawn Lattimore has had him in eight jails.
So. Not concerned about Mike Evans. You want to know why? They're not running the Bucs offense no more. Running the Patriots offense. I watched Tom Brady get Julian Edelman open with pick plays. I'll say this. If the Bucs don't have one pick play for Mike Evans, I'll send somebody a 10. If they don't run, because if the Saints come out there running man coverage, just you wait. I'm telling you, it's going to be three wide receivers. It's going to be two wide receivers to the right. Mike Evans going to be in the slot. Chris Godwin going to slant in and blam him right at the scene, bro. They did it the first game of the season.
Yeah, they.
They're going to be fine.
I really think the Saints lose this game more than the Buccaneers even win it. Like, I think the Bucs are going to have a good game plan. I think Tom Brady's going to be Tom Brady. And I think the defense is going to step up. But I really think the Saints are going to lose this game because of Drew Brees. I think what they're going to do, if they're smart, I'm relying on coaching staff to see this. I think they're going to get a lot of pressure on Drew. If you can get pressure on Drew, make him uncomfortable, you got the game. Because Drew can't make the throws anymore. Like, Drew can make the intermediate throws. He's going to be accurate. That's one thing you're not going to have to worry about. In the 5 to 20 yard range, he's going to be accurate. Michael Thomas is going to get open on those in routes. He's going to do it. They're going to play their game. But if you can knock him off and then make every single drive have to be 12, 15 plays, you're going to have the game pretty easily. Alvin Kamara can change the game.
The only thing I'm worried about is Sean Payton wake up like, man, my quarterback stinks. Let's give it to Alvin Kamara.
If he wake up and plays that type of football.
If Alvin Kamara touches the ball 30 times, they lose. The Saints win.
Exactly.
Alvin Kamara is easily the hardest person to tackle left in the league right now. Like, it's Derrick Henry and him. Derrick Henry not in the playoffs no more. Mm-hmm. It's really just Alvin Kamara. That balance is insane, bro. Like, he just don't fall.
Like we were just talking about with the Bills and how, like, with their run game, they need to get a little fake runs, we call them jet sweeps, swing passes, stuff like that, tosses, things like that. Same thing with Kamara, screen passes, jet sweeps, dive in the middle, option, read up, anything you can do, put him out wide, let him get a little, you know, like the when you see there a man, send him in motion, let him run a drag route and send everybody else vertical. Things like that. Just get him the ball any way you can. Because, like you said, if he touches the ball 27 to 34 times, they have a way better chance of winning
this game. You know what? Alvin Kamara is like Kyrie at NFL.
Where is it
up? Like, just nobody like moves like Alvin Kamara, bro. Yeah. Like, he's not the fastest running back, not the strongest, bro. Like, he's just so. Like, his footwork and balance is so good, bro.
You can tell some people just like work on the technicalities of their sport, the Kyries and the Kobe's and the Alvin Kamara is like that. You can tell, like, he was like, if I don't fall when they just hit me, that's an advantage.
And that's why I'm worried about the Bucks defense, bro. Like, and I worry about undisciplined defenses more than I would, like, let's say the Patriots or like a team that's really well coached. Like, Alvin Kamara, like, okay, he run the toss and you come down and you blam him, like, he's still up. Like, you gotta wrap up. Like, this is
exactly.
This isn't gonna be a woo game. It's gonna be he's still going. Like, exactly. You need to wrap up. Like, you need to really tackle out.
That's what I was trying to say.
Video from a couple months back. It's like he's doing some insane workout to like work on his balance. I think he's like holding something up.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like
a
bunch of chains on.
I know what you're talking. Oh yeah, he's holding the bar with the chains on, and it's swinging. And he's just standing. Like,
that's crazy. The thing, him at LeBron with the medicine ball being on his knees with the weights. That's some of the craziest stuff I've ever seen. LeBron has crazy balance too, but the football balance is something different because you got grown men coming until you laying their shoulder until you. He's just like, all right, cool. I'm like, going to stay up here.
He just, I can't remember anybody ever really like really getting one out of Kamara.
No, like it's hard to. And then like we always say, he keeps himself healthy because he get out of bounds. I got to touch the ball 25.
Is Alvin Kamara a Hall of Famer already?
Yeah. He was like, I told you 2 years ago he was the best football player ever. So
the Saints the easiest team to dislike ever, and we still like Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, the moment I saw Alvin Kamara with them girls in with Mark Ingram in the locker room, I said, yeah, that's the best football player.
He really be playing with that QC
chain. It's a VVS diamond and a QC chain. Like, what are you? It with gold cleats. Like, who are you?
His cleats on Christmas.
But, they really find him.
Yeah. Good. No fun league. Take a break, real quick. But
no fun league. Yeah, he was playing with QC chain. I just said.
Before we get out here, is Alabama running back and wide receiver you?
Yeah. Alabama is just.
If it's not wide receiver, it's definitely running back.
It's wide receiver. It's wide receiver.
Pay some measure before we ain't come out and don't even wear the show. I ain't playing. I hit a bitch and I gave her some rats and I pull on my pants. She know I ain't stand. Go on the store run and get rubber bands. I done got rich, I done put on my mask. Choppers in traffic, they just how I'm living. They say that I'm tripping, they won't understand. She take a trip, she come back with a tan. I take a trip, I come back with them bands. When I was dealing, it really was killing them. Had them compete trying to see what I'm paying. She throw a hoodie on soon as we land. She don't like pics, I got too many fans. I'm running shit, I can do what I want. And it's really a limit, you do what you can. I found a groove and I put that shit up. Before I run out of cash, they gon' run out of land. I fell in love with this bitch cause her head was amazing. I swear I don't need no one night. I'm about to take off, I gave them a chance. They gave me 10 M&M's on advance. Thought I'd be trapping forever, but God came and blessed me. I guess he was part of the plan. How he on fire, but he cool as a fan. Can't get at you, we gon' get at your man. They can relate to me, cause I be popping it. Put in their face, let them see what I'm saying. I'm rocking shows like I play with a band. Free all the bros, no, I would if I can. If I don't mean it, I swear I ain't saying it. Before I was 21, swear I was savage. Smash. Hold up, who got bad? What I need? Roller, deal, story. Can't keep up with me. I'm spending thousands like money is none to me. I never coming back, them people under me. Not the fans, yeah, the haters. Lot of bands on the table. They say I went commercial, I ain't know it. They want me catching murder, I ain't going back. Play myself on my position, who doing that?
We got effing with extensions, we throwing it. Hot ass got my full attention, she throwing it. Niggas talking way too much, I ain't going back. Hope for niggas, cause these niggas be holding racks. On the real, yeah, we know you don't own them racks. Pockets full, push them down, they stop fucking back. Turn 8 million right into I'm a quarterback. Spend a million like I'm trying to bring Kobe back.
24.
I'm ready. I use the crap pot like it's Betty. They say that drop hot and it's ready. Might stretch it out, but it ain't fast. Say my dog doing time. But I know he ain't gonna snitch, cause it's still some shit he didn't tell me. My dog said Pacelli. He told me the whole story over the celly. Went up in my pressure, my pocket like Kelly. Fucked her in the telly. No, I cannot say who, no telly. My head getting heavy. And you know I still got my mans on my ass. No, I can't do no amends. Said I'm taking trips, long flights, they scary. She said her birthday in March, okay, cool, so that mean you an Aries. I told her gotta go, she said you serious. Diamond cold as December, my vibe Sagittarius.
Hold up, who got bad, what I need, roller, a deal, a story, can't keep up with me. I'm spending thousands like money is none to me. I never coming back, them people under me. Not the fans, yeah, the haters. Lot of bands on the table. They say I went commercial, I ain't know it. They want me catching murder, I ain't going back. Play myself, I'm out. I can switch up and come back another way. Hit the vibe, ain't right, come back another day. Biggie dripper, I start up a tidal wave. Remix, we put in no microwave. Bash for 23 like I know Michael J. He can say what he want, but he gotta pay. Used to hide all the guns in my mama's stay. Send my drugs around the corner, I pay all these bills, I'm a grown-up. My cars a little different, I own them. I ain't with no leasing, my bitch telling me I need credit. It's loud and clear if I said it. I come from the gutter, I spent me $100 on Chevys. Take me out the hood, but you can't take the hood out of me. Know the hood proud of me. I just ventured my teeth, went and upgrade my TV. I dropped out of school, but that paper on me. Hold up, who got bad? What I need? Roll up, deal.
Hip hop and R&B just got better. We are the all new Hip Hop 95, where we're dropping DaBaby.
DaBaby. I've been blind for a while now.
Chris Brown. Plus, much more. Hip Hop 95, your community-oriented station, is on.
Hold up, wait a minute.
What is
Hip Hop 95 is on fire. Fire, playing more music.
Mm-hmm.
on Rolodex, fuck a ice grill. Flood another nigga block off of White Hill. Spin your block 100 shots, that's a light drill. Plugged on the trillion watch, check my light bill. He thought he had a pint of wok, bought some NyQuil. Flood another nigga block off of White Hill. Spin your block 100 shots, that's a light drill. Plug on the trillion watch, get it. I feel like my will. Pay the highs, nigga, pull up with the right peel. Brody tripped over some blues and like five seals. Bring them blue shit, just make sure that the pint's real. Pyrex in the big, spinning up the heart. Me and Jack in the digs with 300 lures. 600 R's in the hell, your confetti wop. Made it four quarters, had to hit them with the ready rock. Splash it with the cold water, that's a belly flop. Cracked the Rex, had to whip it in a jelly jar. Put the bricks in the trunk, then we trail a car.
Tell girl he follow that cab, it got dope in it.
I'm like Kobe with the 8 if it's bold business. Cook a whole situation, 24 minutes. Chain heavy as my bed, quarter brick of glass. Quick to burn the turnpike with a brick and a half. Rush down Rolodex, fuck a ice grill. Flood another nigga block off of White Hill. Spin your block 100 shots, that's a light drill. Plug on the trillion watch, check my light bill. He thought he had a pint of wok, bought some NyQuil. Flood another nigga block off of White Hill. Spin your block 100 shots, that's a light drill. Plug on the trillion watch.
Keep it 100 like a tenth of a bird. That's my word. Restoration hallway in the crib. Playing the curb, bought the furniture. Who, what, when? I never heard of ya. You're a soft nigga, make believing you're a murderer. I'm a gangster, pretending I'm not one. But truth be told, y'all niggas could still catch a hot one. I came up with criminals, killers, and krill servers. Diamond cover bracelets, crushed men, and concealed burners. Everything I spit is facts. 20 years back, me and Stacks was up in Uncle Jack's, eating off packs. Did it all from the lax to the axe, to the Beamers, to the Benz. Made a lot of money, lost a couple friends, but for the most part, I'm good with everybody I knew. Sometimes communication dwindles, cause the way that we grew, that's just life shit. Now we back on some gun and knife shit, playing defense, cause predators be on the night shift.
Down Rolodex, fuck a ice grill. Flood another nigga block off of White Hill. Spin your block 100 shots, that's a light drill. Plug on the trillion watch, check my light bill. He thought he had a pint of wok, bought some NyQuil. Flood another nigga block off of White Hill. Spin your block 100 shots, that's a light drill. Plug on the trillion watch, let's get it.
And we are back live, Hip Hop 95, Atlanta's number one streaming hip hop station.
I haven't liked the Falcons player other than Julio Jones for so long.
If you're just tuning in, we're hating the Falcons right now.
I don't want to talk about it, bro. I hate Devontae Freeman so much.
I watched Devontae Freeman lose the Super Bowl again. Hey, bro, I watched that game so much, bro. Like that's movie night for me. Like, I'll sit down, you know, medicate for a second, you know, grab some food. Just throw it on the TV, bro. You know it's all on YouTube. Like, the whole game's on YouTube free. Yeah. Oh, it's amazing watching Devontae. And you know what's so funny, bro? I watched the play, bro. Devontae Freeman didn't look right the entire pre-snap. Like, I can understand the play start. You know, it's moving fast. You got to check and release. Before the play, you didn't even look. Like, you didn't even want to glance out there to see if somebody was on the edge, bro. Hey, shit.
Another funny part about that season is, like, this is going into the Super Bowl. He is talking about negotiating his contract. If you go to the Super Bowl, you can't block.
And then y'all paid him.
The other funny part about it is, if they run the ball, they win the entire game.
Do you understand?
Like the whole game, they win.
Like, now is the time. Just run the ball one time. Now some time has gone in between what happened. Do you understand how incredible it is to come back from 28-3?
It's absurd, dog.
And it wasn't like they were down 28-3 in the second. It was down 28-3 in the middle of the third quarter, bro.
And won the game.
I know we lost that game
when
Julius Nutterman caught that ball.
I remember because I left my house. I went to go, what was I doing? I went
to the Valley Hall of Famer, Julian Edelman, by the way. Julian, I'm gonna go sneak in there.
I went to go. I remember that night because I was watching the game. I was like, there's no way the Falcons beat the Patriots. And then they got up, and I said, oh, okay. So I left. I went to go see, eat with Taylor for a second. Hadn't checked the score. I walked back into my house, and it's 28-20, and the Patriots have the ball. And I said, oh, game over. They won. Yeah, and my mom was like, no, they didn't. This game, they're still going. I was like, no. I was like, I don't know how this happened. I was like, but you don't let Tom Brady get this close to the Super Bowl.
It was a great game plan.
But they went down, scored, got the 2 points. I said, I told you.
Game over. We never talk about how good of a game plan the Falcons had. Defense game plan was great.
Because the Falcons, Tom Brady the 3 points, the three ways through the, you did your job.
Like, bro, the Falcons game plan was so good because they come from a coach who's notoriously from the Seahawks. Mm. So you're thinking, oh, I'm gonna get the cover three shell the whole game. No, we're gonna go cover one, we're gonna go cover two, we're gonna blitz, and we're just gonna man up everybody. And like, y'all almost got away with it too. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all really almost got.
And what makes me sad is everybody forgets about that Julio catch because they lost that game. Because golly. That Julio catch on the sideline, one of the best catches I've ever seen in my life.
Bro, he caught that. I was like, bro, here we go again, bro. I said, not like this. Dog, bro. Not like
that catch across the middle, bro. And then when the ball just hovered in front of Edelman, and he caught that thing right before it fell to the ground.
No, that is hilarious, bro. It's hilarious because he said he caught it as soon as he caught it, bro. And they rooted a catch on the field. Yeah. Like, that's how crazy it was. Like, the ball just sat on both foot. It just sat there.
What a game.
Shout out to Robert Offer, bro. Not as much.
Where's my phone? Oh, here it is.
Shout out to Matt Ryan. Shout out to
quarterback.
Shout out
to the best Super Bowls
ever. Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Bro, if you look it up, that was one of the best Super Bowl games ever played by a quarterback.
Before we
take a sack on 2nd and 10, you go on. You take a sack trying to get out the rush. I mean, you're not that guy.
Freeman never signs another contract.
He in the league right now.
Who should be?
I think the Giants. No. Another team picked him up. Whoever's running back just got hurt. They lost in the playoffs though.
I don't remember. Okay.
Yeah, go check.
So, as we have a Lakers fan in the building, so I want to jump back to the Lakers and Nets real quick. Mm-hmm. To ask him, like, do you think you can beat the Nets? And if you do, how?
This planet.
Who we play for. Do I think we can beat the Nets? Yes.
Okay.
Personally, even with them having the best record in the league right now, I still don't feel like they're playing the best basketball they can.
Okay.
But it's...
No, I'm just active listening, dog.
I ain't say nothing that wasn't true. I don't feel like the Lakers are playing the best basketball they can right now. Personally, mm-hmm. It's great that got number one defensive rating. Cool,
number one.
I think it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. It's gonna take a lot to beat the Nets.
That's my question. Like, what do you think it's going to take?
All
right. Do you think you'll beat them? What's the series right now? What do you think the series ends?
It's going to 7. To me, regardless, it's going to go to 7.
No, I keep
7. What?
7 games.
Oh,
okay. What's wrong with y'all? Wait. In that game 7, you think Kyrie, KD, James Harden are not going to win?
Oh, I got a question. I got one more question. Are they in the bubble?
Are they in the bubble for the playoffs?
Yeah.
I think
if they're in the bubble, that series might go 3 games.
Hey, hold on, Chris. I don't want to laugh like all the way throughout what you're saying. So just go ahead. I'm gonna cut this mic for a second.
Anyway. So I don't see a Nets Lakers series going like any shorter than 6 or 7. Either way.
All right.
No matter who wins.
Okay.
Gotcha.
I don't know when we're supposed to play them or if they're on that second half that the NBA is figuring out, but I'd love to like see it.
Y'all played them one time in February. Right before the end of the first half of the season. Around them.
So I'd like to see it just to like who? I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I'd like to see what they do.
I'll jump to a conclusion.
I think what's gonna have to happen is at some point, the Lakers are going to have to make some type of trade to get an interior presence down there.
There we go.
Okay.
There we go.
Now you make sense. One.
Now you're talking. Hey, now you're potting.
I say that because, AD is an interior presence, but you can't have AD down the perimeter. And then, because they have three of the best ISO scorers in this era, I think. Mm-hmm. In this era of the NBA, not, Kobe's era, whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I and think it's not even close. I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it's like them. It's really not. And then you can figure out the rest. It's them and then the rest.
Oh, so you want to get an interior presence down there because at some point, as good as AD is on defense, he gonna have to show you. Mm-hmm. He gonna have to go out there on somebody. LeBron, mm-hmm. It's year 18. You still gonna have to go out there. It is what it is. And then that leaves the third guy. So that's where you know what I mean.
Hey,
that's why I said I want to see them play first. Hey, I want to see.
Like, what it's Frank crazy. I just gave Chris LaFleur for 5 minutes, and he said nothing. He didn't say anything.
Yo, Chris, let me tell you right now. LeBron not guarding. and you think it's crazy because it's three of them.
LeBron is guarding Joe Harris.
LeBron could be on Joe Harris. I watched LeBron run from that matchup for 12 years, bro. LeBron never guards the other player, other team best player, bro. And God bless him if he choose to. But at the end of the day, Chris, y'all not getting more than one game off them. And if y'all do, it's going to take, like, AD being in the first Battle Hall of Fame, top five player.
I told you that in the chat, bro. Like, the only way y'all...
gonna have I believe, like, AD's going to have that game. Like,
AD's going to have to... down there. AD's going to have the type of series to where after the series we're calling him the best player in the NBA. Because he played that good. Like, that's how good he has to
be. And Chris, I don't want you to think like we mean like how he did against the Trailblazers or like
Nuggets. I'm very well.
I mean he needs like a transcendent, like you know how they show the beginning of like, you know,
like, it needs to look like LeBron passing
not even like that. It needs to look like, oh, he was always the best player. He just wasn't at 100 yet. Like, you know how they'll start the broadcast at the NBA Finals and they'll show a clip from like a Pat. He needs to have one of those. Like he needs to have a gold jacket performance.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, he can't be 33-15. It needs to be 42-22-7.
40. Like, he needs to have 40-42.
Y'all know KD averages 30, shooting 50-48. He's shooting 48 from three, bro. Hey, y'all called AD defensive player of the year. We finna see it. Runner up defensive year, we gonna see it. Because somebody gonna have to guard KD. And it ain't gonna be Braun, and I promise it ain't gonna be Alex Caruso.
Hey, KD is insane, bro. I don't know what the MVP talks are this year, but yo,
bro, KD is so good, bro. Did y'all see the highlights from his game yesterday, bro? Yeah, like, it's getting so effortless. When Bruh hit a crossover and took two dribbles and hit a one leg just fadeaway, you know. I said, yeah, he back. I said, it's done. Like, goodbye, good night.
I don't know what
I will see KD you in the finals, had. Dog. Cause
I don't know what Dr. KD had, but I wish
Kobe would have. Man. KD is 28 in the middle of the prime.
Kobe, and KD really had no like bad leg injuries. Like Kobe did had a couple bad leg injuries.
That's
like,
what I was saying. I tweeted this the other day. Like if that Chris Paul trade goes through, Kobe probably never tears his Achilles because Kobe like them last those mm-hmm. like the even the year before like the Achilles like he was killing himself trying to like get win the playoff series and all that. So like if he would have had CP for 4 years on the long side with him, and I always forget they had to trade Paul, but they were getting Dwight if they would have made that. It did get Dwight that offseason. So they were going to get Dwight in the free agency, all that. So that, Kobe, I always say Kobe had one of the most unluckiest careers of any superstar.
Hey, I like LeBron a lot.
Wait, before you do that. Does KD look, because I'm starting to think so. Well, I thought so. It was going to be like that before the season started. Does he look better than what he
No, he just doesn't. He's not playing next to Steph Curry right now.
Yeah, he's just
he just has the ball more.
Even if you say OKC, like, he don't look better than y'all than what he would.
No.
Like, he just looks like
KD was just always
I just knew.
I don't know, bro.
2017 and going, like, I watch a lot of Warriors basketball. Like, people don't know how much I really like Steph. Like, I like watching Steph play, like, a lot. So I watch all the Warriors games. KD was just getting better, bro. Like, just getting better and better and better. And his jump shot got better. I don't know who works for the Warriors that helps them with their shooting, but his jump shot got so much better over there.
Steve Kerr.
And through that, he was just coming into his prime. He was getting stronger. All that just came together, and you just didn't see a full package of it because you never had. And it's about to start going away, too, when Kyrie gets
back. I don't even know if this is just Westbrook hate, but I don't even know if his jump shot got better in Golden State. He was just getting open shots. Like, you just be wide open.
That's another thing. Like, you just be super open, or you be one-on-one, and that's open to KD.
You thought he was wide open Golden State? He'd be real wide open with James Harden on that court.
Yeah.
Boy. Hey, Chris, I'm going to be real honest with y'all, bro. I don't see a situation where y'all win more than one game. That's it. I think I said that already. I don't see a situation where y'all win more than one game. If y'all play in the bubble, bro, I might not even watch. Like, no lie. I'm not going to watch.
If they get in the bubble and KD on the same goal for 2 weeks, I mean, for 2 months,
And it's a lot of things I'll tweet and say, and I don't say for the show. I'll be like, I should say this. I say this for the show. KD won 3 straight rings against Braun, but I'm putting him over him, and it's not going to be much people can tell me about it. Like,
oh, I don't disagree with
you. No, and I don't mean like counting the Warriors rings, because there's a good chance this Nets team might win 3 straight. Like, let's say, grace of God, LeBron come out 35, 15, 12. Y'all win the series. LeBron the GOAT. You know, he hang it up, run off in the sunset. Spencer did when he come back next year. Like, they got 4 All-Stars. Like, y'all definitely not going to beat him a second time. Jason Tatum, them, they too young. Luka don't want to help. Chris Paul going to be older. Kawhi and PG out there versus Kyrie, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Dinwiddie. It's looking like Kevin Durant going to add to that ring case.
And I'm talking,
it's definitely coming.
And the crazy thing is, they can get rid of one Kyrie or Harden, and he can still go into.
Well, you know what I was? That's the crazy. You know what I think about on the drive over, right?
They not do that.
You know what I was thinking on the drive over, and then they won't do it just because who Kyrie is, and I you know, I kind of don't want to see him go.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting at home, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie. Let's say they don't win. Let's say they come up short. I mean, you flip Spencer Dinwiddie and Kyrie Irving into like Bam out of bio, like Carthy Towns. Like
you can flip Spencer and Kyrie for another superstar.
You get a top 10 player for Spencer and Kyrie.
Yeah, you could.
I just don't see the Kyrie trade happening. Like,
They're not going to trade Kyrie because of KD.
Yeah.
KD is not. That's his best friend, bro. Like, his team. That's his best friend.
And they both came under the understanding
that they were going to
be like Nets for life.
If he didn't go to like somewhere like other than probably like the Lakers are like the Clippers, he retired.
Yeah, Kyrie's just gonna hang it up.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'm cool.
I don't think he wanna play for the Lakers.
Honestly, maybe not. He might not want to do that with LeBron again. But but we're in for a treat.
Ooh,
man.
But we do talk about music on this podcast, so I do wanna get into that. Nope, one more thing. Gilbert Arenas said
I've never heard that since finish.
I was a little about to say, like, I've never started that season. I do too.
I don't love Gilbert Arenas.
I like Gilbert Arenas a lot, but like he says a lot of stupid things.
I think Gilbert Arenas is an idiot.
I think Gilbert Arenas got a platform because he was a former basketball player, but not every former basketball player knows what they're talking about.
I think Gilbert Arenas is a crazy hooper. I just think he's not intelligent.
Yeah. See, it's like some things people, when basketball players say certain things, I try not to like heavily criticize them, because it's some things like I just don't know because I'm a
exactly
person.
Exactly.
Other stuff you say, it's like,
oh yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
And then it makes me question the other stuff. Like
I remember he said Iverson was harder to guard than Kobe. And I'm like, well, I can't tell him that. You know, he feels that.
That's not a bad. That's not bad.
And then also, like, as good as Kobe is, as much better he is than Iverson, I can't tell Gilbert Arenas who was harder.
And another thing about Kobe is, you knew what Kobe was gonna do. You just couldn't stop it.
Tony Dungy said Tom Brady wasn't hard to prepare for. I was like, okay, that makes sense. Just because you know he's gonna do, you just gotta stop it. Like, there's not much to prepare for. Yeah. Like Kobe's gonna get to his spot. Allen Iverson's just out there, like
just like running.
Vibes. He's just gonna try to do it.
Like, you know, you listen to it and it's like, okay, I understand. You played in the NBA, that's your experience. Mm-hmm. I'm a fan, I can't tell you much. Mm-hmm. But it's also certain stuff he says. It's just like,
here's what Kevin Arenas say, X player can't win a championship until he does this, is mind boggling, because how would you know? Like, how would you even know?
Hey, Gilbert Arenas championship was giving Kobe that 50, bro. That's it.
Like, that's his NBA models, bro.
The crazy thing is, bro, he said one of the stupidest things I ever said. He said LeBron is better than Michael and Kobe because Michael and Kobe couldn't take those Cavs team to the playoffs. And that just like makes, like, that just look like it's literally just not true. Like, it's just like you didn't look at any other, like, you didn't look at anything. Like, you didn't watch basketball. Like, you weren't playing against Kobe when he was playing with Smush Parker and Kwame Bryant as his next two best. Like, you watched him drag them to the playoffs in the West, in the middle of the West being the West. So, like, how do you say that?
How do you watch a 22-year-old Kobe Bryant in the finals against Reggie Miller with no Shaquille O'Neal for, what was it, the whole fourth quarter or half the fourth quarter?
I think half the fourth quarter. You talking about when he closed the game?
Yeah, when he closed. Like, how do you watch that and say those things? Even though it wasn't a whole game.
Yo, fuck
the finals. How do you watch, like, 05, 06, and, like, what are we doing?
No, like, fuck that game. Like, he averaged 30 in the finals. Like, hey, bro, hey, like I said, I like Gilbert Arenas a lot.
And shout out to LeBron, because, like, I do think, like, him, Kobe, and Mike may be the only players in history, and maybe, like, Magic Johnson or somebody crazy like that, that could have carried those teams. Like,
throw KD in there.
And KD, yeah. And
I'm just going to start doing that.
Because he said playoffs.
I'm just going to start doing that now.
He said playoffs. Like, he didn't say the finals or nothing. He just said the playoffs. I was like,
AC, we saw Harden do that. Like, they're like the fourth team seed before Harden came back.
Yeah, like, that's just not true, bro. If you think LeBron's better than Mike and Kobe, cool, but, like, don't say stupid
one more
reasons.
Thing, one more thing before we get to the music, bro. Y'all got to stop saying Harden didn't do anything for Houston. Y'all got to cut that out. I know emotions are high. You know, he left in a very
unprofessional. It was very unprofessional.
He threw
a couple temper tantrums. We just can't win here.
Yeah.
And got off.
Hey, James, how you doing? Yo, they suck. They stink. Get me out of here.
D-Wade may have said something good for the first time in a couple of years. He said, basically, he was like, while it was unprofessional, like, we ain't seen James smile in a long time, bro.
And he was like, I was just happy to see him smile. Yeah, and he was like, and at the end of the day, this is a black man. Like, so I'm
rooting for him. And bro, y'all want to know why he ain't seen him smile in a while, bro? You got P.J. Tucker at center. That's why he ain't smiled. Bro, like,
he loved P.J. Tucker, too.
He loved him. Bro, I really want to point attention to, like, they were like, ooh, Mike D'Antoni might be out. What would James Harden go to? James Harden was like, where Mike D'Antoni goes, I'm going to go. And then Mike D'Antoni went to Brooklyn.
He did say that.
Yes,
Mike D'Antoni.
And then James Harden said, I want to play for Brooklyn. Why? He just told you. He went to play with Mike D'Antoni. Like, it's Mike D'Antoni and his best friend. Like, who, like, why else would he not want to be there? He asked for help. Y'all got him John Wall and Boogie. Like,
And not your fault. Like, it's not much you could have done. It's not a lot of players you could have went out and got. But, like, you can't be mad at him for wanting to leave. And I get you being mad that, like you said, I get you being mad. It was unprofessional, whatever. But stop saying he didn't do enough for the season. Did he fold multiple times? Yes, he did.
Every year.
But let's be real. He lost to Clay and Steph and KD a couple times.
Dog, even...
Oh, no,
even if he didn't lose to Clay and Steph, even if he... And like he lost to Spurs one year, bro. Like, y'all signed a six-man... And he turned into one of the best scorers to ever touch a basketball. And y'all never got him a real number two. Like, he was carrying the Rockets for 8 years.
I will say this. Chris Paul was a real number two. They just ran into the Warriors. If the Warriors didn't exist, pretend KD was in the East somewhere, and they probably would have beat the Warriors.
Yeah.
Like, maybe both years.
Because
that was a good team. Those were good teams.
If Chris Paul was younger, they get a ring.
Exactly. So I'm not even mad about the Chris Paul. The Russ, I get. The Russ, like, even though Russ had one of his best seasons, he was a lot more efficient. Like, it's still not a good fit. You just got to know basketball. And, that's not a good fit. Bro, like, and then you trade the center, and you...
James Harden was like, you know what, that rookie, I'm gonna make him a borderline all-star, and he traded him. So now James Harden's playing defense in the post against Anthony Davis.
Like, what are you doing,
and giving you 35, 10, and 12?
Right,
like, every, you know what I hate, LeBron come out 29, 8, and 8, you know, nobody has a bigger burden on him than LeBron. James Harden out there all the rivers. Scoring 35, putting up 15 and 10 rebounds. And we don't hear nothing about James Harden burden. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to finish off this before we get into music. He was like, y'all think James Harden ain't do nothing for you? Let me know next time y'all hit the conference finals.
That's true.
I don't even need y'all to get to the finals. Let me know next time y'all hit a conference finals. Next time y'all win a game in the playoffs. Damn sure ain't going this year.
They not going to the playoffs this year.
I told y'all they ain't going to the playoffs this year, bro.
I thought Harden was going to be in the team. They would have went to the playoffs with Harden. Harden would have tried to.
Harden not going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, but definitely not now.
I told y'all, hey.
Definitely not now. I ain't even. But, yeah, great player. You just reminded me of one more thing before we get into music, because I do have a question about Drake. What was I about to say? Oh, Stephen A. Smith. I hate him. After that Kyrie retired thing, that just was like,
I haven't watched the first 8 segment in months.
I didn't even watch it. I just saw it on Twitter, and I was like, I didn't even listen to him. I just saw what he was saying, and I was like,
Stephen A., we get it, bro. We get it, bro. We know the jig.
I don't know, bro. It's like, bro, I try, like, to vibe with him, and then Kyrie, he attacked players. Like, he attacked Kyrie. He attacked KD. Like,
it's like, it's so obvious that Kyrie was out due to the Capitol, like I said last week. Like, yeah. I said, the Capitol and the Jacob Blake. And it's like, it takes like an ounce of thought to get to that conclusion. Like, okay, when the bubble came, he said they shouldn't play because there's more important things going on. He said that he'll give up every dollar he has for social justice. He said he's donated millions of upon millions of dollars these past years into the social justice cause, into empowering women. Every interview he does, you hear him talk, calling black people kings and queens, and talk like everything you do. You heard him say his grandfather passed. And so he wanted to be closer to his family, and that explains the birthday party. Like, everything Kyrie has done, like, you can just pinpoint and say, oh, okay, that makes sense why he's doing this.
My thing is, bro, like when we play 2K, or like when I play Madden, you know, the game start, like, bro, at least hide it from me. Like, at least hide it from me. Like, bro, at least pretend that you tried to do your due diligence at least a little bit, bro. Yeah. Like, the first game Kyrie missed. Oh, he's a cancer already. And a couple hours later, Seth Curry got COVID. And then I quoted it as like, so we gonna walk that back, or we just gonna keep going? Like, that, the what I hate, bro, like, and I hate this about just the way we discuss, like, whatever we talk about. Like if you're right, nobody talks about it. All right, let's move on. When you're wrong, nobody talks about it. Let's just move on. Like, I can get on TV, jump out the window, Tom Brady gonna fall off a cliff in 2017. Ratings, commercials, oh, I'm wrong.
It's 2021. It's 2021.
Let's just move on, bro. Like, you
on the way,
like,
to the playoffs again.
Dog, Kyrie just come out, bro. Just play basketball. He into social justice, but he actually into social justice. He not, oh, let's turn our shirts inside out before the game to protest the team.
And hold on. And listen, bro, we're in the, like, first quarter of the regular season. This ain't the middle of the playoffs where he really affected it. Like, bro, we're in game 12, 13, 14 of the regular. Like, it's not that deep.
Do you understand how many people just miss games sometimes? Just don't play. Look, they missed a regular season game.
The NBA, Charles Barkley, shut up.
Charles, no, but the thing is, like, said, bro,
they haven't shown me they can be.
But see, here's the thing with Charles, and why I don't ever get mad at him. That's him. Like, that's his Charles character on TV.
Always been that.
Yeah. He has been that since the day he stepped up.
Was not always this way.
That's true.
That's my problem.
And even when Skip was like that, Skip wasn't to this point with it, bro. Like, y'all don't even hide it no more, bro. Like, y'all don't even, like, it's so obvious why y'all ratings is trash.
Skip is so bad.
It's so obvious.
Skip is getting embarrassed.
I think the most frustrating part to me with this Kyrie stuff is, like, it's like y'all say, he's about everything he says he's doing. No, he didn't ask for an apology. He didn't ask for none of that.
He didn't ask no questions.
Nothing, bro.
They'd be like, bro, Kyrie, distraction. He making it about himself. Kyrie hasn't been seen by anybody in 3 days.
That's what I'm saying.
How is he making it about himself?
On social media, doing nothing. Like, bro, Kyrie is about everything he says he's about, bro. Like, all this stuff I find out about him donating, I find out from Twitter. I don't never find that out from the same people that are bashing him.
This is my
ESPN,
thing.
Bro.
Like, just to compare. Just to compare, because a lot of people weren't alive when people used to really blow up teams. Mm-hmm. Like, T.O. really blew up a team. Like, T.O. in his garage having a press conference lifting weights. Shaq is blowing up a team.
Shout out to T.O.
Donovan.
That video was on ESPN for months of him doing the crunches in the driveway.
Bro, that is blowing up
a team. Shout out to T.O.
That is something sideways, bro.
He's on phone with his publicist, bro.
Yes, bro. That is blowing up a team. Not Kyrie missing games to go to his sister's birthday party the first week of the season, bro. That, they're like, bro, Kyrie's the distraction. How could the Nets focus? They asked Jared Allen, so how you guys handling the Kyrie thing? Oh, yeah, we know what's up. You know, we just going to give him space. You know, he can take as much time as he want. But he's out. Yeah, we know. You know, he's just, you know, handling business. You know, we love Kyrie. We can roll space he wants. You're not angry? Why would he be angry? It's the first week of the season, bro. If Kyrie had twisted his ankle and was rehabbing, bro, nobody would have said anything.
Bro, you realize in a couple days, because today is the 17th, I think on, like, Friday or something, the season will have been going on for a month, and we've had like 12 games, bro.
it's not that deep.
Everybody,
bro,
calm down, bro.
Everybody, calm down to everything. Please relax.
This ain't even a regular 82 game schedule. Like, they play like what, 2 or 3 times a week?
I'm playing 72.
Bro,
times
games get postponed every day because niggas got COVID.
Yeah,
bro.
Like the Warriors game. The Warriors ain't played in 5 days because their games got postponed. Like, they play the Lakers tomorrow. Oh my God, they're gonna lose.
Hey, this is my thing, bro. This is my thing. And this is how I knew y'all was weird, bro. This is how I really knew y'all was weird. Because Marshawn Lynch is a folk legend for not answering questions. Marshawn Lynch, one of the coolest people on earth, and wouldn't answer a question for 2 years, and no one threw out the clause subsection A XYZ says he needs to answer it, bro.
He was worshiping him for it.
Kyrie got endorsements. I'm doing.
Kyrie, like, bro, I don't feel like talking. I don't feel like talking right now. This is what I'm gonna end it off on, bro. Why y'all mad? Like y'all the one paying Kyrie? Like, bro. This is the funniest thing, and I know you've been seeing the tweets. Bro, if I miss work for 8 days, my boss isn't gonna let me back. Man, you can't average 30 in the finals. Kyrie, y'all don't live the same life.
Have you watched Kyrie play basketball?
Dog, you
work at Amazon, bro.
Bro, you pack boxes. Hey, did you see them call that skilled labor?
I just wish people would call it what it was, though. Like, just say you feel entitled to see Kyrie play.
Dog. Exactly,
it's not
bro.
That Kyrie's doing anything wrong. You Kyrie feel entitled to see Kyrie play.
Kyrie not doing nothing. I can understand, like, bro, I got tickets to the game. My kid love Kyrie. But there's no one in the stadium. No one in
the stadium. It's like, some of y'all don't even have league pass, bro. What are we talking about?
Bro, y'all niggas broke. Like, you can't miss work for 6 days because you poor. Like, don't blame that on Kyrie. Like,
Kyrie is a multi-bajillionaire, bro. I promise you.
Kyrie got fined 50K. Do you know what I'd do if I got fined?
If I got fined 50K, I'll be paying it back until I died, bro.
Like, if I got fined 50K today, I wouldn't eat till next year. Like, I'd be starving.
But so real quick, and then I'll ask my question that I've had for 10 minutes.
If I don't go to work, my boss not going to pay me. Well, you should get another job.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You don't get benefits.
You ain't got sick time? Like,
somebody hit me today and they're like, nah, just make sure, you know, you tell me what to do when I get there, you know? I said I respect you. No problem. I got all these blessings just to give it to others anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My hand's always open. For real. Hey. 33 years, I gave that to the game. 33 mil, I say that for the rain. 500 weeks, I fill the charts with my pain. 500 mil and I fall back in the six. Finally give you niggas the space you need to exist. Michael Jackson shit, but the palace is not for kids. Still women saying it's childish the way we live. Brought a few W's to the six. Baby mama fluke, but I love her for who she is. Baby Wayne and Tez responsible for this shit. Half the time I question my consciousness in this shit. Other times I question if compliments are legit. Full time I'm out here confident as a bitch. Trying to make good on the promises that I give. Trying to make sure my accomplices are legit. Register the business in my brother's name. 3500 in a pocket that should cover things. Certified lover man, trapping out the motherland. Always move right, so my watch is on the other hand. She could try and play it down now, but she was a fan. People wanna know what's in my pockets, they don't understand. My assistant always finding Percocet and rubber bands. Know my mom might not wanna hear how I discover plans. Word to Sandra Graham, no one love you like your mother can. I watch Michael Rubin win a million off a couple hands. I decide what to see next like it's on demand. I decide what to be next like I'm switching plans. I'ma tell you what you feel next. Like the weatherman, I will split heads and break necks for my little man. Six God praying hands like I'm a religious man, but I'm just a sicker man, wicked man. Look, we can argue back and forth, but who's the richer man? Isn't that what matters in this world that we living in? Bank notes, dividends, snakes stay slithering. How you plan to make it to the top by just fitting in? How you plan to take a nigga spot by just giving in? How you gonna treat this shit like you gonna get to live again? How you getting hype off one hit, do that shit again? How you gotta manage? You met after you got the win. Bet you got some niggas that'll love you to the bitter end. Bet you got somebody that's just smarter than your other friends. Give them a percent and see what happens to your blessings then. You just need to stay close to your people that was there when others could have been. That when others should have been. Got a nigga staring at the game like damn coach put him in. But you never listen so you niggas going wood again. Got us in the crib talking about what niggas could have been, should have been. And I got your girl on the second floor begging me to put it in. And it's not because all of the money that you wouldn't spend. And it's not because I set it up to try and get revenge. It's because you niggas insecure, you ain't made men. It's because even though you hate on me, we stay friends. It's because you niggas never learn when to say when. Yeah. For real.
Hey man, we are back live, Hip Hop 95. Atlanta's number one streaming hip hop station, you know, broadcast remotely. Chris is here, hour late. Dale's here on time.
Hour late.
Okay, 15 minutes late. That's crazy.
So I had a question before as I was looking. It's January 17th, second Friday of this year, so the third Friday is coming up. Is the music industry waiting on Drake to drop an album before everybody else drops? Because it kind of feels like that.
Yes and no. So, like, you know how we say, like, people play by different rules? The music industry is. Kendrick is not. Kendrick is coming.
I'm not worried about Kendrick. Kendrick is not in this conversation.
Yeah, no. Like, so, the rest of the music industry for sure.
Because I was explaining, I was talking, I think, Tyrone and Javante or Judge, I don't know. But with Drake, you got to give him 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go number one 2 back-to-back weeks, and there's nothing you can do about it. And if it's good, it might be 3 weeks.
It might be a month.
Like, so you got it. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking people are waiting to get Drake's release date to announce, hey, I'm coming with this here and this here. Like, you're going to have artists that don't care, the legends, and like, they don't care who's dropping. But with Drake, you got to give him 2 weeks. And that's why I was thinking, I was like, damn, like, nobody has dropped it. Because I was looking, like, there's nothing to listen to that I ain't heard. So
I'm listening to the 2020 playlist, though.
Yeah, the 2020 playlist is good. I've been cutting that on a lot. That's a good playlist. And DaBaby dropped a song. DaBaby dropped songs here and there that are good, and he just dropped one that is really good, called Masterpiece. It's a really good song. Jasmine Sullivan dropped an album. And if you like R&B, it's a really good album.
That's super good.
It's a super good album. That song with Ari Lennox and the one that's doing on the charts by herself is crazy. Yeah. I heard it today. But that was my question, because it's just like, we ain't even got an announcement yet about any release dates. And I really think everybody is just like,
I think Trav's still on the way. But knowing Kendrick on the way, that warms my heart. Because if Kendrick's on the way, the rest of them on the way.
Yeah. I think Travis is going to wait for the summer. He's going to wait till closer to the summer to drop. Because he's a summer guy. Like, he has summer
music. Outside opens back up.
Yeah, especially if Outside is open back up. I don't think it will be. I don't think this will be. But it'll be, maybe it'll be something you can do to where an album being out would be important. Because I think,
you take the vaccine. You do that so you can go to a concert.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Straight on that.
I live in Atlanta, bro. I'm going to find somebody to give me one of them vaccine cards, bro. I ain't taking it.
Bro, what? Bro, we're going to be able to find them vaccine cards for $150.
I'm telling you, bro. I saw somebody get a fake ID for a 60 wall. I'm sure I can get a vaccine card somewhere, bro.
A vaccine card sounds crazy, huh?
Y'all feel confident about this Drake album? Like, it's
very.
It's the one.
Like, more confident than I felt about
anything. You heard that song just now?
Drake is coming, bruh.
Hey, I think it's going
like,
great.
And you, like, I'm not, you know me, like, I critique Drake because Drake is so great. It's like, damn, bro. Like, you can, I know what you can do. I think he's coming, bruh. Like, I really do.
Ish and Jordan and Barry, it's like, some people take music at, like, surface level. Like, you just have it because your favorite artist dropped.
They do.
And you're going to take
it. That's what people did with Scorpion, because I refuse to think Scorpion is a good album.
You did it with Scorpion. You did it with More Life. I couldn't do that. Like, I don't think. I think the last Drake album I fully enjoyed was kind of Views, even though didn't reach its full potential. But I think that's the last Drake album I fully enjoyed.
The last one I fully enjoyed was If You're Reading This.
Nah, I fully enjoy Views after you take like 30 minutes off.
So you didn't fully enjoy. You literally changed the entire.
You took like 30 minutes off Views. Fully enjoyed it.
So I it's a little bit of me that's concerned, because you know when people leak songs, they end up not putting them on the album.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the leaked songs that he put out are like really good.
So I'm going to tell you something. In 2020, music that gets leaked got leaked on purpose.
Oh, no, I knew that. I knew that for
especially
sure.
Coming from Drake. That shit is not just coming out because, oh, no, he left it in his car. And somebody put that out on purpose. And if you're listening to it and still listening to it, it is supposed to be there. That's why I think Drake is coming.
That is the important point. If you're still listening to it, it was supposed to be
because there. With Drake, he was like, all right, let me show him, like, he gave you the Dark Lane demo tapes with the elite, and they got some like elite Drake songs. Like, you can put these like somewhere in his all time category. Them songs are crazy. Some of the like 2 or 3 songs of those are crazy, and then you have the leaks, which most of them have been ridiculous. And when I'm hearing that, I'm like, alright, he gotta be coming. There's no way he just saved the BS Riff album.
I was about to say, if you leak, especially now, you gotta have better stuff.
Especially with how dramatic he's been with this album, because he done told you about it. The title, that's a crazy title. Certified Lover was a crazy title. The
Heart in His Hair.
The Heart in the Hair. The Jay-Z thing that he did, where he did his album cover, the video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he's coming.
No, this feels like his one.
Yeah.
I hope so.
This feels like the Drake classic I've been waiting on.
Yeah, this feels like it. But like you said, Kendrick is coming too, and I'm really excited for that.
Is it a project or a song? Because I saw somebody from
I don't think he was dropping today. I think that was just Punch being annoying and just tired of people asking.
I think, no, it'll be an album this year.
But he's dropping an album this year. There's no way. He goes 3 years without dropping.
Anything, some type of announcement.
He has gone 3 years it'll without dropping.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's no way he goes four full years without dropping. Like,
that's insane. That means he dropped Damn when I was...
Like, bro, he dropped Damn when we were a freshman in college, bro. Yes, bro. Damn, that came out a long time ago. Good album, though. But, what else did I have on here? Something else. Oh! Yeah. The arrest on the Capitol, that's one thing I want to get to. Like, they're actually arresting a lot of people that went there.
No. Y'all thought it was sweet. I be telling people, bro. And you know, what I've always enjoyed is watching how technology moves. So the technology we get isn't really new.
Not even a little bit, bro.
The technology the military got, that is the new technology. The stuff you can purchase, yeah, it's cool. That technology that we have.
The U.S. government got. Oh my God. Man, they found the people so fast, dog.
But they were able to track cell phone data from the second you stepped on the Capitol. The exact moment. You didn't have to make a call. You didn't have to record. Literally, they were just tracking people's phones to the exact second that you came into the Capitol, bro. Hey, I promise you, bro. Hey, seeing them videos,
that's crazy.
It's finna be. Hey, it's finna be
a black dude who just wanted to go viral. Cause I know he finna do time.
No. He finna do. They finna throw him under the
one
jail.
That stood in there talking about, I just wanted my sting.
Nah. They're gonna throw him in a hole and build a jail on top of him. Like, he'll never see the
and
light.
The guy that they swore was the Antifa guy, cause he the Viking guy. They turns out he was just a YouTuber that like goes to every.
No, yeah, he's at all the protests
and antagonizes people.
He's at all the protests. Yeah. That's why he was in the Simpsons cartoon, not because the Simpsons predicted future. Not saying they can't, but he is only there because he's at all the protests. Yeah.
Crazy guy.
But
them walking down, they're just arresting people. Like, hey, the lady, did you see the lady that was, this is the best day of my life on Instagram? Yeah. The white lady, yeah, she got arrested. Talking about she, I think we should get a presidential pardon from our president. Like, well, he's gone tomorrow.
Hey,
so
this is what I'll say. We said this last week, and they haven't got you yet. But God bless you when you open Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Nancy Pelosi's laptop.
Hey, God bless your heart. So I hope you are halfway to Cuba by now. I hope you are swimming that 90 miles from Key West to Cuba.
Because,
boy, if you open that laptop on U.S. borders, boy.
Man. Man, they going to come to the house so fast, bro.
It's going
to
take SHIELD to get you out of there.
If that. It might take more. It might take SHIELD and Hydra.
Hey, it's going to take the watching for it. You're going to you gonna need some divine intervention to get away from them police, bro. Because not only did you steal Nancy Pelosi's laptop, now the Democrats in control, too. like before, it was like, you know, Trump might shoot you some bail, you know.
Yeah. Good job. Good try. Y'all tried it. So, the question I had to follow up was, all these arrests coming, do you think they're going to come back? Because they said they were. But do you think they will with everybody getting arrested?
No, they're not coming back.
I don't think so.
They're not coming back. God, they know better. They know better.
But they might.
No, I'll say this. They're not coming back to the Washington Capitol.
Oh, they're coming back to Washington, though? You think so?
No, I think they'll come back to, like, state capitals.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I can see something happening to George Capitol. Okay, or, like, okay. Like, you know,
a just, big capital, yeah. Big
yeah, like
city.
Texas or something. Y'all not... They ain't coming back to D.C.
They ain't not coming to D.C.
They come back to D.C., it's going to be different.
It's going to get ugly. They come back to D.C. with some guns like they were talking about?
No, if they come back... Because it was such a big deal that they denied the state capitol reinforcements. And, like, a bunch of people came out and said, yo... And they had the head of them... He resigned, like... That's it. Like, no, Mitch McConnell made him resign. He said, you're out. That's not going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Y'all do that again, I'm going to tip my hat. Because y'all going to lose some men. Y'all ever heard of D-Day? run up new stairs.
Save some private
Hey, run up new stairs.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
It's going to be more than one. It's going to be more than one person.
That's hilarious. So, dude, one more thing I want to get to before we got out of here. And my mind slipped like it always does. We were just talking about the Capitol. what has happened to music. I think we might have covered everything. What I was thinking of was a minor. We had.
What else happened?
I was just like literally just thinking of it. Cannot even remember. Do not want to know what's wrong with my brain. Anything you want to talk about? Vision. That's what. That was it. Oh, yeah. That was literally it. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, she's so fine.
Oh my god.
Bro, she's so fine, bro. Oh my.
They knew what they was doing.
That was literally it. I was gonna ask y'all what do you think they're going with WandaVision?
WandaVision's gonna be crazy. I watched the video on what's actually going on with WandaVision. It is nuts, bro. I thought it was just a regular, like, I thought it was just like a 60s cartoon. I didn't know it was gonna be a story. Like,
apparently it moves like from decades.
Every episode is a new decade, and it's not actually happening. Something actually is going on.
That's why I was like, Vision is actually dead.
No, my thing was like, bro, why? Like, it's just weird stuff happened. Like, the first episode with dude was choking, and then like, Kitty was like, stop it. I was like, that's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I was zooted, so I didn't know if I like really saw it. So I had to watch it again. The second episode, Shorty broke the glass. I was like, bro, what is going on?
And then
I realized every time somebody asked her like about her past or like digs deep and like where they from, how they met, when did they get married, like it goes sideways.
Yes. Because you can, but what they were explaining is like, you can tell, Wanda can tell something's off, but she's just pretending like it's not. And it's super crazy.
Yeah, like,
and then the visuals of like you said, when she cut her hand, and you just saw it's the blood, red. But everything else is black. I said, they're onto something. And then the Hydra, the commercial, and then the Tony Stark, the Stark industry, like they're onto something. Starting off like this, got me real excited for everything else. Because Bucky and Winter Soldier comes in that's the same person. Captain America and Winter Soldier comes in March. Loki's coming later this year, and they're doing a She-Hulk, which I've never even seen on TV, so I'm excited to do. That's coming out next year. The Loki series is going to be crazy.
It's crazy. All these probably going to be hard.
Every single all one of them. And so they said that the episodes are going to get longer as they go. So like that's why the first one is 26, next one's like 30. And so
the first one was like 22. They had like 4 minutes of credits. Like
They actually show all the credits, because I forgot how many people really work on this stuff. Like, this action movie stuff.
Watching the credits, I was like,
that's how I know how it meant. Because I was like, did they put an after credit scene?
Yeah, I was like, is this an after credit scene or this? I couldn't really tell if the show was going off in first place. Like, when they zoomed out of the camera, I was like, what's going on? But
I definitely like how it's like filmed and stuff.
How it's coming up. The
jokes are pretty funny.
I was about to say, another thing I like are the jokes and like how they're showing you, like, these are more than just action heroes. Like, they can do more than say, I'm strong. And like, they're actually acting now. Like, it's
funny. Show. Like, so what do we do here? And you never get an answer because he doesn't have a real job. Yeah. This isn't a real life. Yeah,
exactly.
It was like, to measure output, but what are we producing? Like, it's so funny. Like, once you pick up, it's like, oh, that makes sense. Like, it's not just a joke. Like, this doesn't exist.
And my favorite little subtle joke was, he was like, my husband has an indestructible head.
Yeah.
Like, his head was destroyed.
Like, no, like we've seen Vision, but don't get both twice. Like,
so, the,
dang, she fine.
She's beautiful. But they're setting up something special at Marvel. Because, that's going
to
be a show.
Connect to the movies, or it's just like...
Yeah, they are.
Her and the city was so different.
All of this, like, connects to, like, the actual MCU to when they start doing movies. Like, and Deadpool 3 is going to be rated R and has been announced in the MCU, too.
Oh, God, I can't wait for that.
Yeah. So, a lot of big stuff going on. And have you finished Snowfall?
No.
Okay, damn.
Chris a loser, bro.
Damn. I was about to get into that.
When does the new season start?
I don't know. It starts, like, soon, though.
No clue.
I know it starts soon. In the next couple weeks.
It's 3 seasons up or 2 seasons?
Just 3. It's gonna be hard for you.
Let me tell you, bro. So I got HBO Max. So I started rewatching The Wire. The Wire and Snowfall are like the two best shows I've ever seen in my life. Snowfall acting is so far above the rest.
Have you watched anything of it?
I've seen probably like 2 or 3 episodes.
Snowfall is like not even close to Power. I don't
like Snowfall is action, and like people who like Power who don't like Snowfall, I understand. You're not watching TV the same way.
Because you can tell. My favorite thing is when I watch black shows and I can tell, they have black people in their room. Because, like, the show is black. It's no, like, ha, what are those? Like, it's not real. You can tell somebody who was in the hood was, like, telling you, like, nah, this is how this is going to go. Yeah. And the character, like, every character kills their part. You can, like, it's a perfect show, bro. Like, it's a seriously a perfect show. Yeah, I'm done. Like, completely done with
that last episode.
Boy, that last speech he gave, bro. I was like, oh, now you tough kid.
You're a tough Chris, one, bro. Like, you really missed out on the best show on TV.
It's the best show. Yeah, it's not even close. It's the best show on TV right now.
I'm trying to work my way into it.
Like, I told Daniel, bro, you start watching this, you're not doing nothing this week.
Like, that's the thing. The only thing that stopped me from finishing that show in 2 days was the commercials. Like, it just gets annoying sitting through Hulu's commercials. But if you got the Prime where Hulu don't have commercials, I would have finished that show in a week.
It's gas.
Like, it's gas, bro.
Dog, like he really, he, it would be like, you know what? It reminds me of the conversation I used to have about Denzel and Will Smith. Like, I used to always give Will Smith, like, the nod because, like, he was a child superstar actor in one of the best shows ever. Mm-hmm. This feels like if Denzel had his own, like, show to start. Like, that's how good the acting really is,
yeah, bro. He is cold. And then I found out he was British today.
Bro, he's super British. So, like... He's super British.
Like, he's thick.
British black actors
be cold really good. And he was like, cause I was watching him on Jimmy Kimmel, just this little 2 minute clip about his, like, his dialect coach was a rapper. Mm-hmm. And so I need to figure out his name. I feel bad not saying his name, but he was like literally in, like, while explaining Jimmy Kimmel, he was going back and forth between accents. So when he was like, he was explaining how he met him, and when he was talking like the guy, he was talking in his LA accent, mm-hmm. and then going back to his British accent, great like LA in accent. The middle of just through conversation. Yeah. Like, that's so hard to do,
bro. It's a real LA accent. It's not straight out of Compton. No. LA accent. I love straight out of Compton. But what's popping, homie? No, it's not how he sounds.
This business. Yeah, he said business like that every time, bro. Yeah, it's my favorite thing about the show. Like, but not every, like. Because it's not just about him. Like, they have talk about Mexicans, and the Mexican storyline is crazy, too. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, the sub-stories of, like, his friends. That's crazy. Like, I want to tell you everything. I was so mad that you haven't watched it. Because I was about to talk about the entire show with him. Before we got out of here.
Dog, I don't want to spoil it because the show was so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm
PSA,
saying.
PSA, bro. Let me look up. I'm going to mute all Snowfall tomorrow on my Twitter. Because when Snowfall can start coming on TV, bro, if y'all spoil the episode, bro, I'm just going to be in the
car. I think I'm going to just watch it on TV because I know what's going to happen.
Because I'm going to be in the car, bro. I promise I am.
It doesn't come on, like, FXTV. It just comes out on Hulu. It's like Dave. Just like how Dave comes out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. That's how that show is filmed. It's on FFX, which is FXX, which is just shows that come out straight to Hulu. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
That's why they cuss like that on that.
Episodes, 45 minutes.
Good.
10 episodes every time.
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, it's not. It's super easy to get through. But
you got HBO Max?
Yeah. Hey.
What you been watching?
Ed, Edd n Eddy. Yeah. Ed, Edd n Eddy. Fresh Prince, of course. I love Fresh Prince.
Haven't gotten to it yet.
Ed, Edd n Eddy. Fresh Prince. I'm one of those people that can literally just, like, click, watch two episodes, and then start watching something else. Yeah. So, like, I don't have to sit through a whole show. But oh man, press close. But Ed, Edd n Eddy. Fresh Prince. I watched. What did I watch the other day? What did I watch? I watched the Wonder Woman movie for no reason.
Yeah.
Just to see how it was. And I watched something else and I was like, this is so good. Conan, give me Next Door.
Okay.
And I watched that. And I said,
let me tell y'all what I've been watching. And this is how mind-blowingly good HBO Max is.
Boondocks. That's what it was. Boondocks.
So I was watching Boondocks, Batman Beyond, Batman animated series, mm-hmm. Batman the Dark Knight. You're sensing a trend, right? Like, bro, there's so much good stuff. Oh, The Wire and The Wayans.
Okay. So there's so much good stuff. I have a list of shows I have to watch because, like, people like movies. I like TV like people like movies. So I have to finish. I have to watch The Wire.
You haven't started watching?
I tell you, I've told you this before. I don't watch shows because when they're good, I won't stop. So, like, I have to find time.
Legit. Like, if you start watching The Wire, bro, like... Yeah. You might have to take a couple days off. Bro, there's so many amazing actors that started in The Wire, bro.
I've heard that a lot.
Michael B. Jordan, teenager in there. Like, let me tell you what happens the opening episode. They cut to the opening episode is a trial for, like, a murder or something. Mm-hmm. And the opening episode is the niggas in The Wire, like, the dudes doing everything. Flipping a witness to get their boy off the stand. Like, getting their boy off the charges. Mm-hmm. And he come home and, like, you know, like, what is you doing? Like, you know, like, I love how in gangster movies they be like, yeah, we did this. It be like, but we not happy about it. Like, like, we didn't want to have to do it. Like, this costs money, bro. Like, this costs time, dog. Like, like, bro, it's so good.
But, yeah, The Wire, I'm going to watch The Wire. I want to watch the Batman Beyond animated series. I want to finish that.
Also, adds to my point that Batman is not an actual superhero.
And then I always want to finish the Boondocks again.
I might watch The Sopranos after I finish
HBO Max, because I know they're supposed to be dropping the movies.
Yes.
Is it like once you have the service, like you're good, you're going to get the movies? Or is
it's not like Disney. Nigga like me, I just read off. I just did the 6 months off of it. Just get the 6 months off.
It's crazy, bro. It's a crazy service. And then, I want to watch Scandal. I've heard Scandal is phenomenal.
Scandal's super good.
It's not on anything right now.
I've never seen a service that good.
Yeah, I haven't either. It's the best streaming service in the world, dog.
Because I'm probably going to buy it. I was thinking about it. I was like, HBO Max must be like how Thanos felt when he got the last
video. Everything is on there, bro.
Everything is on that.
They got a Tiger Woods documentary. I've been dying for a Tiger Woods.
I didn't know that.
They got a Tiger Woods, like a real one, like a series, like an HBO one. I ain't even got it. Ooh, I've been waiting for a Tiger one.
I didn't know that.
That's ooh, crazy. I can't wait to hear them text messages again. Them are the funniest messages on earth, bro.
Like, Tiger, they got some funny messages.
Bro, Tiger hitting regular women, the funniest shit ever to me, bro. Like,
just regular.
Shorty getting up working at Denny's every day, like, getting blamed by Tiger Woods.
A billionaire. Tiger Woods making $1 billion off golf is crazy. Like, do people know he did that? Like, am I the only person that knows
it's
that?
It's crazy that Tiger Woods didn't do nothing but cheat on his girl.
She was white. And that's the show!
Hey, well, that's a wrap, guys. Man, good show today.
Great show. Love y'all. Black Lives Matter.
Shout out to my Lord and Savior, Tom Brady. Good luck today.
Good luck.
Cause I'm protecting you from a chill. Life hard and ex-lovers is like scars. Cause it's stop hurting, but never forgetting what it was. I wasn't young and my biggest enemy was the club. Voicemails on third rings.
Hip hop and R&B just got better. We are the all new Hip Hop 95, where we're dropping DaBaby.
DaBaby.
I've been blind for a while now. I've been blind for a while now.
Chris Brown.
Say it twice, yeah. Say it
Cardi B.
Cardi B. Press, 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 press. Cardi don't need more press.
Lil Baby.
Living in black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life.
And the Indies. Plus, much, much more. Hip Hop 95, your community-oriented station, is on.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
What is
Hip Hop 95 is on fire. Playing more music.
720 when I ride out. I just gotta come and down the pole when I fight out.
Ooh, stand on your big spender, yeah. I need on my wrist, yeah. Ooh, stand on your big tipper, yeah. I need on my bitch, yeah. Ooh, stand on your big spender, yeah. I need on my wrist, yeah. Ooh, stand on your big tipper, yeah. I need on my bitch, yeah. Need that rolling, want me to buy, huh? Take it to ball, harvest, spend a couple thousand, huh? You need a nigga to put the mileage on her. She talking, I'm proud of her. I put that Prada on her. Big drain, gripping lame niggas can't talk like this.
Dang, nigga.
Feed the pussy, now she walk like this. They ain't never seen money in a vault like this. Cash money, bling, bling, when I talk like this. Oh, shine on your big spender, yeah. Honey on my wrist, yeah. Stand on your big tipper, yeah. Honey on my bitch, yeah. Stand on your big spender, yeah. Honey on my wrist, yeah. Stand on your big tipper, yeah. Honey on my bitch, yeah.
I be stunting like my motherfucking dad, let me go. I'm talking way to 2006 on a private plane, hop out my bitch. When it took like $45,000 for the brand new watch on top of my wrist. And I put it to the Grammys in the Rolls Royce truck with a brand new Glock on the side of my hip. Nigga, please, don't turn me up. Starving me, Walk in the store, get everything. Shit like a robbery. He checked his girlfriend Instagram. I bet she follow me. I pulled up rockin' Prada boots. My little bitch say she proud of me. They see baby, they like.
Ooh, shine on your big spender, yeah. Honey on my wrist, yeah. Ooh, shine on your big tipper, yeah. Honey on my bitch, yeah. Ooh, shine on your big spender, yeah. Honey on my wrist, yeah. Ooh, shine on your. Shine on your big spender, yeah. Honey on my wrist, yeah. Ooh, shine on your big tipper, yeah. Honey on my bitch, yeah.
Let's get it, let's go.
Hip Hop 95 is asking you to stand up and be counted.
So with that being said,
get out and vote.
You know that there's a chance history will be made.
Protests and growing national outcries continue over the death of George Floyd.
Last night, people protesting in Minneapolis escalated as demonstrators were lashed by tear gas and rubber bullets.
The main message here,
is that they want to see those officers involved.
They want to see those officers arrested.
Trade my 4x4 for a GC3, ain't no more feelers feet. I gave him chance again, I even told him please. I find it crazy the police will shoot you and know that you dead but still tell you to freeze. Nope, I seen what I seen, I guess that mean hold him down if he say he can't breathe. It's too many mothers just grieving, they killing us for no reason. Been going on for too long to get it even. Throw us in cages like dogs and hyenas. I went to court and they sent me to prison. My mama was crushed when they said I can't leave. First I was drunk then I sobered up quick when I heard all that time that they gave to Talib. He got a license plus. We just some products of our environment. How the fuck they gon' blame us? You can't fight fire with fire, I know, but at least we can turn off the flames. Every color person ain't dumb, and all whites not racist. I be judging by the mind and heart, I ain't really in the faces. Though the way that we living is not getting better, you gotta know how to survive. Crazy, I had to tell all of my loved ones to carry a gun when they going outside. Stay in the mirror whenever you drive. Overprotect, go crazy for mine. You gotta pay attention. attention to the sign. Seem like the blind following the blind. Thinking about everything that's going on. I boost security up in my home. I'm with my kind of, they right or they wrong. I call him now, he'll pick up the phone. And it's 5 in the morning, he waking up on it. Tell him wherever I'm at, then they coming. I see blue lights, I get scared and start running. That should be crazy, they supposed to protect us. Swords and handcuffs and arrest us. Why they go home at night, that shit messed up. Knowing we needed help, they neglect us. One of them who gon' make them respect us. I can see in your eye that you fed up. If I'm wrong, got my shot, I won't let up. They know that we a problem together. They know that we can storm anywhere. It's bigger than black and white. It's a problem with the whole way of life. Can't change overnight. But we gotta start somewhere. Might as well go ahead, start here. We done had a hell of a year. I'ma make it count why I'm here. God is the only man I fear.